Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is the Alex Jones Show. May 7th, Thursday, 2009. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex will be joining us later, a half hour into the show. We're going to have Stuart Rhodes, and we're also going to have Mark Dyson discussing his newest book, Illuminati, Fact versus Fiction, and also the upcoming release of Angels and Demons. But I want to go through some of the news, especially, you know, first of all, they're going to give the banks more money. And now they're talking about, you know what, maybe we have to bail out, the Senate's actually talking about, maybe we have to bail out some of these newspapers. Oh, that's going to be great. Government-owned media. Openly government-owned media. Now, we're going to help out the newspapers. The newspapers can't go under. We have to demonize the alternative media because they're coming up. And they're more credible than us. And we're just going to have to bail these guys out. That's the bottom line. I mean, that's why they're putting the alternative media in this lexicon document that we've been talking about now for, I think, 2 weeks. And we're going to play this Lou Dobbs clip later in the show. It's about 6 minutes long. It's with, I think it's Representative King out of New York. And he's a little bit disingenuous, in my opinion. He's acting like, oh, this is a rogue element, and oh, this is the second document to come out like this. No, actually, it's the third DHS document. We got the Virginia Fusion Center one. We have the one that they've talked about the, you know, veterans and all that. And then we have this latest domestic lexicon document. And really, it should be four, because we have the MIAC report as well. So he's really disingenuous there. Lou Dobbs does cover some of the more hardcore issues, but then he doesn't talk about the alternative media. And I love Lou Dobbs. Again, he's one of the very few people that really goes after both sides. He does go into the anti-illegal immigration one, and he goes into, I believe it is the, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, anti-technology one. And we've been talking a lot of technology on my show, The Info Warrior, 9 to midnight central. But it is just, it's insane to me that, first of all, this document still isn't getting the play that it deserves, especially for what it says. They're saying, oh, there's these terrorists, people plotting terrorism at the border on Mexico. It's never happened. It's imaginary. And then I was going through the headlines today, and it seems like they're still hyping this swine flu. Is anybody seeing this swine flu? Where is it? Apparently, we had the one death yesterday. Remember, we didn't actually find any pigs, and the news is still kind of reporting that, well, yeah, it's swine, avian, and human flu all mixed together. Meanwhile, you know, they're fear-mongering. They're saying, oh, this could combine with HIV and AIDS, and all of a sudden we'll have airborne AIDS, and a whole bunch of people will die. And the public is so literally dumbed down. I mean, literally at, you know, quasi-retarded level, that somebody puts out a hoax that on Twitter, no less, on Twitter. You know, Twitter is the main source of my news. Someone puts out this hoax on Twitter that there is a zombie virus like the one in 28 days later or 28 weeks later or Dawn of the Dead, all that stuff, and that's what this is turning into. And people believe it. Zombies? Really? That's how dumb we are. And that's why they're openly talking about things like this. You know, this is the Telegraph. This is less than a week ago. Swine flu. Inflatable mortuaries and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. 24-hour cremations and express funerals could all be used to dispose of thousands of bodies in the flu pandemic, Whitehall papers show. And they're saying as high as 750,000 people in the UK. Give me a break. Meanwhile, China is kind of backing off and they're literally stopping most of the quarantines. They let Mexico fly a bunch of their citizens out. It looks like that Hong Kong thing is going to end early. But the World Health Organization is still saying, you know what, we still might declare level 6. I think the guy's name is Besser. For what? And they admit in this article in CNN that they had to re-translate the language of what a pandemic was to declare a level 6. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact, if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alright folks, we are back. And why am I still making a big deal out of this flu issue? Well, the headline out of Yahoo yesterday was like, oh, well, now that this flu is here, it might go away for a little while, but it's going to be back full force. Full force in wintertime. Just in time for your Baxter vaccination. Again, Baxter, the company, caught putting two types of live bird flu, and let's say it again, two types of live bird flu in the vaccinations, as well as a live human flu. And of course with this, they put the face of this woman who recently died, really the first case in the United States who supposedly died from the swine flu. Now they want to say this child died here. Well, he was like 2 years old and he was a premature baby and he had all sorts of health issues. And they're acting like, oh, it's so big. Oh, it's so bad. They quarantine people in some nations. Apparently Calderon was pretty upset, at least in the mainstream media, saying that, you know, he was being discriminated against. And I kind of feel for him because I don't know, you know, he's obviously a pawn just like anybody else. But at the same time, he's feeling the thrust of this. They're like, oh, it's coming from Mexico. Meanwhile, supposedly the only pigs they found were in Canada. And then they blamed it on a Mexican migrant worker. Doesn't make a lot of sense. So anyway, this article is like, many experts are predicting that the current outbreak of swine flu, much like the regular seasonal flu, will subside during the summer months and reappear in the fall. That return could come with a vengeance. I mean, come on. Oh, let's see. Len Horowitz was actually quoted in this article. I didn't even realize that. I wonder if that's the same guy. Actually, it's Horowitz. Is that how you spell Horowitz or Vitz? Do you know what out there, guys? Do you know Len Horowitz, a W, right? See, it's that's weird because they've got a Len Horowitz in here. Interesting. It's basic fear mongering. I mean, UPI is saying that it could get mutated with AIDS and we'd have a live AIDS virus. And what's important is they're still saying they could go with level 6. Now, if they go with level 6, you don't have any human rights whatsoever, according to the WHO checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning. And in it, it says 1.5.1, during a pandemic, it is necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom of movement, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals. In other words, just taking people's stuff carte blanche and saying, we're using it. You got nothing to say about it. Off-license use of drugs, compulsory vaccinations. And that intertwines with Executive Order 13375, where they say if you don't take the vaccine, you're doing at least a year in prison and a $250,000 fine. Let's see, compulsory vaccinations or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and justification of the measures that are being considered and to ensure coherence with international legislation. Oh, international. Well, this is a UN document. And international health regulations basically mean you don't have a constitution, you don't have a bill of rights, and you think you're a sovereign citizen. Well, if you're part of the sovereign citizen movement, you're also named in this DHS lexicon document. And you know what? I would normally wait for PrisonPlanet.tv to be up to air this, but I think it's important that we air this now because Dobbs is really the only one who has fair-handedly reported on this document, this lexicon document. Everybody else, oh, Odin worship. Come on. They intertwine it with real bigots, real racists, real, you know, extremist groups. And then they just put everybody else in their hacktivism, anti-technology, anti-illegal immigration. Of course, the Patriot movement is there, constitutionalists. It goes on and on. Let's play the clip. We got it, guys?
From the Department of Homeland Security. The same department that issued a report suggesting returning war veterans were susceptible to extremist groups, also issuing what it calls the, quote, domestic extremism lexicon, end quote. It's like a dictionary with definitions for various extremists or terrorist groups and some definitions. Here's an entry, anti-immigration extremism. The Department of Homeland Security's definition, people who are, quote, highly critical of the U.S. government's response to illegal immigration and oppose government programs that are designed to extend rights to illegal aliens, such as driver's licenses and in-state tuition. Here's another one, single-issue extremist groups. According to the DHS dictionary, there are individuals who focus on a single cause, such as animal rights or the environment. They are also described as special interest extremists. And this, anti-technology extremism, also referred to as neo-Luddites. These apparently are individuals who are opposed to technology. A DHS spokesperson today told us the dictionary was not authorized, that it was recalled shortly after it was let out, and state and local law enforcement officials have been told to ignore it. Joining me now, Congressman Pete King, ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee. Congressman, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lou.
Your reaction to this document?
Lou, actually, it's very distressing. You know, you and I could have a lot of fun with this. We could show how ridiculous it is, how off-target it is. But the reality is the Department of Homeland Security is supposed to be defending us against another attack from Islamic terrorism. That's the reason this department was created. And yet, it appears to be the gang that can't shoot straight. And also, to me, it's missing its purpose. You went through all those different definitions of different type of extremists. Nowhere in that dictionary do you see the term Islamic extremist. So the department was set up primarily, let's face it, to protect us from another terrorist attack.
All right, let's stop it right there for a second, guys. I want to say that, no, this document does talk about Islamic extremists, but says it has nothing to do with them because this is for all of us. In fact, right here in the very beginning, let me go. I don't have my marked copy, so it may take me just a hot second to find it. But this is for non-Islamic extremists. Here it is right here.
This product provides definitions of for key terms and phrases that often appear in DHS. Remember, often appear in DHS analysts that address the nature and scope of the threat that domestic non-Islamic, let's say it again, domestic non-Islamic extremism poses to the United States. So yes, that is in the document, sir. Did you even read this, King? See, King, I don't even want to be apologetic for him. And really, I wish you would have called him out on it, Dobbs. This was issued in late March, so this was all over the place before it came out for at least a month. It comes out and they say, oh, we're going to retract it. It was never approved. Meanwhile, you read on the bottom, and it says, this isn't for media use. This isn't for you and me. If we filed an FOIA and this was never released, we wouldn't get to see this document until much later. Do you understand? There are tons. The Virginia Fusion Center one is like a couple hundred pages long, and it tells you that they're already surveilling these groups in great numbers. They already say that. All right, let's continue with the clip. We got it?
And yet, they talk about everything but that. In fact, the only time they've used the word terrorist since Secretary Napolitano took over was several weeks ago when they said the returning veterans and anti-illegal immigration organizations could be terrorists. So this is really wrong. And the fact that it's happened twice now shows that it's a department that's really out of control. There's a tremendous lack of discipline here.
I my reaction to this with two things. One is this document could have been produced by someone in China under Mao Zedong, or it could have been produced in the Nixon administration. This is the kind of egregiously offensive product coming from the agency. I mean, I can't even pronounce the, I can't even string the words together that make up this agency. What is going on with this agency? We're also told, by the way, that some of the people in the agency are offended because their work has not been supported.
Yeah, well, you know, too bad for them. The fact is that this, I believe, is a unit that's gotten out of control. By the way, the civil rights unit within the Department of Homeland Security had been opposed to a number of these findings they made, and yet this unit was still able to get this report released. So this is something that, in all seriousness, Secretary Napolitano has to address. This seems to be a rogue element in the department. At least I hope it is. I hope this does not reflect the thinking of the department. And Lou, what
Stop
you said is really
tape.
Important.
All right. I hope it is. Come on, King. Give me a break. You can't tell. Really? Come on. You don't think this is... How many documents have to come out? How many times do they have to say somebody who is anti-technology or alternative media or a constitutionalist or has a Ron Paul bumper sticker before you realize this is the new program? NLE 09 coming here this summer. Headed up by our good friends at FEMA to prevent terrorist attacks. And a terrorist attack already happens overseas, you see. And we've got the UK involved. We got Australia involved. We got Canada involved. We got Mexico involved. The private sector is going to be involved. All state, local, federal, tribal regions are going to be involved. It's going to be a mass spying exercise. And let me tell you, Russia has gotten hip to the exercise game. I'm not applauding Russia, but last year when they were attacked by Georgia, the South Ossetia sneak attack, everybody was blaming Russia. Russia attacked Georgia. Oh my God, they're ruthless. I can't believe it. What was really happening is they were running drills on the border with international forces, I think including Israelis and American Blackwater. I think were some of the reports they saw basically Blackwater dead bodies there. They go kill some people in a sneak attack on South Ossetia. They force Russia's hand and everybody blames Russia. Now, I've been reporting on the Info Warrior that NATO was going to begin war games in Georgia. Remember, Georgia desperately wants to be a part of NATO. They've been trying to get NATO into NATO for some time now. And they had the third largest commitment of troops in the war on terror over in Iraq and Afghanistan. So they're really buddy-buddy with us. And Russia was throwing a fit saying, hey, we don't want these war games. There's all these protests. And now there's a story today. Where is it? In my little stackaroo. Georgia accuses Russia over foiled rebellion. You see, it's a big propaganda game. They're holding the drills. They're the ones threatening Russia's sovereignty. And Russia's the bad guy. And that's what the media will spin one more time. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex
Someone
Jones Show.
To hear your
I'm
prayers.
Jason Berman sitting in.
Someone who's there.
And I'm going to go further into these NATO drills in Georgia, really along the Russian border, threatening them. And they've been openly talking about how they don't like this. And we're going to read that article in a moment, but I'm going to take the time to thank one of our sponsors here at the Alex Jones Show. We just keep getting bigger and bigger, and we want to thank our sponsors for making that possible. Hopefully with this money bomb, you will see us evolve even further. And it's going to be tough to call us the alternative media at that point. It's going to be tough to shut down one of the biggest YouTube channels in the world. Anyway, we'd like to thank Home Game, which is just great. You can go to homegain.com. That's HOMEGAIN.com. And you get a free estimate on your home by just typing in your address. Anything real estate these guys can help you with, homegain.com. There's even like a street view. If you've ever been on Google Earth and you do the street view, you can cut around. Well, the street view lets you really look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood. So go check it out. It's homegain.com. HOMEGAIN.com. All right. So let's read this. I think this is, it's Reuters. Georgia said it put down a mutiny at a military base on Tuesday and accused Moscow of trying to foment a wider rebellion on the eve of NATO war games in the former Soviet Republic. Russia, which fought a war with neighboring Georgia last year, always in the beginning of the article, they're like, they fought a war with Georgia. Later in the article, they actually admit, oh, it was Georgia who snuck attacked South Ossetia. We'll get to that in a moment. But it's disgusting how they disguise it. Denied involvement and said, President Saakashvili was trying to shift the blame for weeks of opposition protests demanding he resign. Around 30 tanks and armored personnel carriers entered the Mukhravani tank base 19 kilometers from Tbilisi. I'm sorry if I'm getting these wrongs. I'm just an ignorant American, folks. About 3 hours after news broke of military uprising, Saakashvili later followed them, and authorities said the rebellion was over. It is not clear how many of the 500 soldiers at the base were involved, but the commander was arrested along with 7 other military police officers. 3 others are on the run, said police who detained 13 civilians. The Pentagon's saying this is an isolated incident. And let's see. Here's where they actually admit, oh, by the way, it was Georgia who was in the wrong in the first case last summer. See, I remember I was subbing on Alex Jones that day as well when the news broke, and everybody's like, Russia's invading Georgia, Russia's invading Georgia. And Tarpley had been talking about a conflict with Georgia, or Georgia and Russia and us. And we didn't fully understand at that point. We kind of bought into the propaganda, and then you see these drills are running. You find out, oh, it's the other way around. Here's where they admit it. Georgia lost a brief war against neighboring Russia last August when Russia crushed in days a Georgian assault on the rebel pro-Moscow region of South Ossetia. See that? Crushed in days a Georgian assault. Do you understand? They were defending themselves. They were stopping civilian murders. Is that a bad thing? Again, I'm no Putin fan. I know the deal. He's KGB, FSB, you bet. He's total New World Order. He's in on the plan. But at the same time, he's resisting what NATO's trying to impose on him. And I can understand that. So I think it's worth covering. Let's see where that goes. These drills are going on. Who knows? We could have another breakout in that region. You could see another small, hot war. I could see that going on. Meanwhile, here at home, we're just going to give the bankers more money. You gotta love that Obama, man. I'm watching the TV and people are just, oh, we love him so much, and everybody's so fooled. Oh, he's getting a burger with Joey B. Look at that. He's a regular dude. Huh? Mustard on his burger. I like that. That's a little different. I go with ketchup, but Obama, he goes with mustard. He's a good guy. And I'm sitting there, and then he pulls the really clever joke. Oh, no, it can't be on the house. You see all these reporters here? Oh, they'll do big stories. Here, just take some of the taxpayers' money. I'm already giving billions upon billions to the banks. Soon we're going to give all sorts of tax breaks to these newspapers, apparently. They're going to make them nonprofit organizations. Further government control. Here it is right here. Obama budget keeps $250 billion placeholder for banks. The detailed version of President Barack Obama's budget unveiled on Thursday maintains a $250 billion placeholder for additional finance rescue efforts. So even more TARP money on top of what they're saying is $3.5 trillion here. It's much more. We know that the real number has got to be around 9, 10, 11 trillion by now. We got to get to Bloomberg. They at least tell some of the truth. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We are now joined by Stuart Rhodes, who is the founder of Oath Keepers. And, of course, Oath Keepers are military veterans and peace officers who will honor their oaths to defend the Constitution. I know that's very anti-DHS lexicon document, but we're going to defend the Constitution. And we'll not just follow orders. We'll stand for liberty, and we'll save the republic. So help our God. That's the motto. Not on our watch. And we really need this at a time that they're putting out all these documents. Remember, this document is from late March, so it was already in circulation for over a month before it broke. And it's going after the alternative media. It's going after the Patriot movement. It's going after gun owners, anti-illegal immigration people. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and we are honored to have somebody like Stuart Rhodes trying to enlighten his fellow military officers and peace officers. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man. So why don't you tell people about your upcoming event, the Gathering of Eagles?
Well, what that is it's a big rally on June 13th in the Mall in D.C., and it's being put on by Gathering of Eagles. It's more of a mainstream conservative organization, and they're putting this big rally on, but they in turn have invited Oath Keepers, and they're characterizing it as a victory in Iraq rally. I know it's going to raise the hackles of some of your listeners, but the point is we're going there as outreach. And my goal is to, like you said, is to reach every single person who's ever taken an oath to defend the Constitution, current serving military especially. And you've got guys who are in Iraq right now and Afghanistan right now, and the last thing I want to do is shut them down by by throwing in their face, you know, oh, we don't like the war and that kind of thing. So we're going there as outreach only. We stay neutral on the Iraq war. We've got dedicated patriots on both sides of that issue. So, you know, maybe some folks might think it's a cop-out for me to say that. But
well, I don't think it's a cop-out. Number one, we're not here to preach to the choir. We're trying to get as many people involved as possible. And I always tell people that you're trying to find common ground with somebody so you can show them something which leads them to another thing, so you can bring them around to what's really going on in the bigger picture. It definitely doesn't happen overnight. It takes months, sometimes years, to come to grips with what's really going on. And really, things come at such a rapid pace to keep up on the news. I mean, you literally have to be Alex Jones or Jason Burmes and do this for a living. I mean, we're on our third DHS document in less than a month. That's not including the MIAC report. That's not including, you know, the NLE 09 exercise we've exposed. That's not including this WHO pandemic paper where they say, you know what, there is no constitution, there is no Bill of Rights if we go to level six. You know, we have to cover Executive Order 13375, which says if we go to level six, you have to take the vaccination or you can do a year in prison and a $250,000 fine. I mean, let's talk about that. Let's say, you know, the fear mongering works. We get to level six and there are literally troops vaccinating us. And if we don't take it, we're going to prison or paying a fine. I mean, how should soldiers, military, police, how should they respond to that?
Well, there's no such thing as martial law under our Constitution. You can look in the Constitution. There's nowhere in there. There's no escape clause for government. We don't have a counterpart to, in the German Constitution, they had an escape clause. I forget what it's called now, but they had a provision in there that says that, you know, under certain circumstances, they can suspend the Constitution. We don't have that counterpart. The closest thing to it would be the habeas suspension clause. But even that is not an absolute suspension of the Constitution. It just allows them to detain you temporarily if Congress declares a suspension. But here you're talking about, where's the law? There's no law that's been enacted. And even if there were a law that's enacted, a mere statute can't suspend the Constitution. So my response to that would be it's illegitimate. If there's any kind of quarantine that's put in place, it should be done by the state governor using National Guard troops in that state only. And if there's no law in that state that mandates inoculation, you know, they can't do it. So, I mean, then there'd be a separate question about whether that law is valid itself. But the threshold point is you can't just say, well, you know, by executive order and under certain circumstances, we can just do whatever we want. No way. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, this administration and the last one, they're still feeding off Patriot Acts 1, 2, parts of 3 that they passed, and especially the Military Commissions Act, I think, of 04, where they officially really ended habeas corpus in this country. And they're really blurring the lines between posse comitatus by having the National Guard come in and all sorts of things to fight crime now, to go after marijuana growers. I mean, they're really trying to introduce a police state here at home, in my opinion.
Well, it even more basic than those statutes. All of those statutes you just talked about were just reactions and justifications for what they had already been asserting was an inherent power of the president. You know, before the Military Commissions Act, Bush was already detaining people as enemy combatants without any inaction by Congress. And the argument from the left was, you don't have, you know, separations of powers. You don't have any opposition from Congress. And so he wouldn't got that. That's what the Military Commissions Act is. And so they passed that and said, basically, you know, shut the, you know, what up? you wanted some opposition from Congress? Here it is. And the same goes with the opposition for use of military force that allowed the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, the declared war. That was just another rubber stamping from Congress of the asserted power, this unitary executive power, which they claimed they didn't even need Congress for. And so Congress would become kind of like a little, you know, debating society and rubber stamp. But the greatest threat to us is the idea, as you pointed out a minute ago, the idea that the president can just set aside the Constitution in wartime or just set aside the Bill of Rights. They have some kind of inherent power of a elected dictator. And folks are waking up. Now back to the current serving military. I think the latest release reports from the DHS are the best red pill, because they are waking up the military, current serving and veterans, of what is going on, because they're being painted as threats and these people are getting pissed. You look on, I'm going to post here in a little while on our site some videos we found on YouTube of veterans and current serving military saying, you know, you consider me a threat? Well, okay, look, if I'm a threat to you, I'm not a threat to anybody, it's because you're destroying the Constitution. And so it's backfiring on them. The more they try to suppress and chill our speech by making us afraid to be on a list, the more these people are stepping up and saying, you know what, I'll be right here on camera and tell you, you know, F you to your face, Napolitano, you know. Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is a good thing that we do have people on the inside that are exposing these documents and sending them to outlets like this one and making them public because, you know, they're acting like, oh, this document was never approved or authorized, yet it's from late March. If you read the clause right here at the bottom, it says that this is not for public release. They said this is outside of the media or other personnel who don't have the proper clearance. They say that you can file an FOIA request and still be refused for this document. And then you go through this broad range. I mean, let's go over some of the more ridiculous ones. Alternative media, anti-abortion extremism, anti-immigration extremism, anti-technology extremism. I mean, anti-technology, give me a break. The stuff that, and it's all lumped in with like Aryan Nation and all these real hate groups, but at the same time, hacktivism. I mean, that's basically using a computer for a political goal. Well, we do that every day here at Prison Planet and InfoWars. We broadcast live not only over the radio, but we do, I think it's what, 5 hours of video a day, video reporting. Is that hacktivism? I mean, it's crazy to me. They go after left-wing extremism, right-wing extremism, the militias, lone terrorists, leaderless resistance. Leaderless resistance is so broad. Let's just read that for a second. A strategy that stresses the importance of individuals and small cells acting independently, anonymously, outside formalized organizational structures to enhance operational security and avoid detection. It is used by many types of domestic extremists. So in other words, if they can't pin you down to a group they don't like, they'll just say you're a leaderless resistant and classify you as a terrorist anyway. It's insanity.
You're talking about the lexicon, right?
Yes, this is a lexicon document.
Well, the first thing I noticed about that, being a lawyer, is I look at the definition, and the first definition they give is what's an extremist. And an extremist, they say, is a person who uses violence or the threat of violence or breaks the law in furtherance of a political goal. That's also a very common definition of terrorism. And so what they're saying is if they label you an extremist, they're really calling you a terrorism. And then they take that term extremist and they apply it to all of the subgroups. Militias, on the definition of militia, it's an extremist organization that believes in the right to seek, you know, form citizen militias in the Second Amendment. But you're already an extremist. You're already a terrorist. Here's what flavor of terrorist are you? Well, you're a militia terrorist, or you're an environmental terrorist, or you're a anti-abortion terrorist, or you're an anti-immigration terrorist. You see what I'm saying? So they've already given you a label extremist, which is equivalent to terrorist. And then they have below militias, they've got the other definitions down there, kind of like the also known as, and one of them is constitutional. And so you're a constitutionalist. What you are is a militia terrorist. So it's just really absurd. I mean, it just makes it so that everybody in this country, what they're trying to do is what Stalin did in Germany, what Stalin did in the Soviet Union, and what Hitler did in Germany, which is make everyone afraid that they will be labeled as an enemy of the state. And anyone can be, it's just so vague and so overbroad that anyone can be an enemy of the state. And so they want you to cower in fear and shut the hell up. Don't speak out. Don't act. Just sit at home and wait and hope that you're not picked out. That's what they want you to do. But this is not Russia. We're not Russian peasants. We're not Chinese peasants. This is America. We're Americans. And we're not going to do it. We're going to stand up. That's why I want folks to come with us on July 13th to D.C. Forget about what you think about the Iraq War. Go there on the Mall with us. We're going to stand there, and our theme for the Oath Keepers when we go there is I'm going to have everybody in that audience, I hope, raise their right hand and swear an oath or reaffirm their oath to defend the Constitution. And whether they've taken an oath before in their life or not, they can come join us and take that oath. They want to do it right there. And our theme is going to be we're going to shout our oath in the tyrant's face because we're going to make them understand that this is not like Germany and not like Russia or China. We're not going down that same road. We are different.
Yeah, and it's great that it's going to be out in D.C. I can't wait to see how that comes about. And what else is really interesting about this document is how the media has treated it. Really, Dobbs is the only one that's reported on it any type of fair. You know, I read the Washington Times report on it, and they mainly stick to the real extremist stuff and then the goofy stuff like Odin worship, and it's a big joke. They never mention the Patriot Movement. They never mention the fact that they say constitutionalists or people who believe in the Constitution. They never mention the alternative media, especially because we're threatening them on many levels. I mean, a lot of these places are going out of business. The New York Times is crying that the Boston Globe isn't making a profit and they need to shut down. And now the Senate is now going to look into legislation where they're nonprofit organizations and they get a bunch of tax breaks. It's not bad enough that the media is so heavily intertwined with the government at this point. We've got to take it a step further. They're too big to fail. You know, let's give a bailout to the media. I mean, it's disgusting. The same people that just continually lie and manipulate us on behalf of, you know, really the puppet masters above the government. And you were talking about how the president really isn't above, you know, the rest of Congress and the Senate. People don't understand that we have we used to have checks and balances in this country, and that there are three branches of government: judicial, executive, and legislative, and they're supposed to keep each other in check. It's a separation of powers. Can you just go over that really quickly?
Well, the more basic separation of powers is the Bill of Rights. I mean, I don't care if Congress gives them a rubber stamp. I mean, Congress in the Military Commissions Act, Congress said, okay, yes, we're going to authorize you to wipe out habeas corpus, and that does not trump the Bill of Rights. So, but you're right. I mean, you know, the separation of powers is important, but even more important than that is limitations on the powers of the federal government. If it's, you know, as Ron Paul always says, if it's not enumerated in Article 1, Section 8, they don't have the power to do it. I don't care if all three branches of the federal government agree. And the Bill of Rights is our shield. And so what's happened, though, is whether it's unitary executive claim that the president could do it on his own, or whether it's in conjunction, in cahoots with the other two branches, giving him authority never granted in the Constitution, it's all a destruction of the Bill of Rights. You know, I mean, any combatant status is the most blatant example. You know, the claim that he can just detain you without trial, without indictment, and hold you in a military brig for years. And it's happened to two U.S. citizens. And people were like, oh, it's okay, they're Muslims, who cares about that? Well, the thing is the court didn't say this is a rule that applies to Muslim citizens. It just said that, you know, in the court, Supreme Court case Hamdi in 2004, you know, the court said, no, any American citizen can be detained as an enemy combatant. That's what they said.
Yeah, and, no, and this latest DHS document specifically says, let me read the sentence, right in the first page, the first section, this product provides definitions for key terms and phrases that often appear in DHS analysts that address definitions, the nature and scope of the threat that domestic, non-Islamic extremism poses to the United States. So this document is all about non-Islamic extremism. I hope that people get it. This has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the fact that we're over in Iraq and Afghanistan and we're not getting out. I mean, this president said he was going to pull us out first in 16 months, and then he said 24 months, and now he's saying, well, we'll have 50,000 non-combat troops there till the end of 2011 and take it from there. Meanwhile, they redistribute forces into Afghanistan and say that's a hot war again. I mean, do you see us getting out of the Middle East anytime soon? And, you know, if so, how?
No, I don't think it will happen under Obama any more than what happened under Bush. But back to what you were talking about a second ago. I mean, it was the pretext always was, it always has been throughout history, you know, the foreign enemy, the foreign threat. But then once the infrastructure is put in place, this is exactly what happens. It is turned inward. Like you said, these latest DHS reports don't say squat about Middle Eastern terrorism or threats from abroad. They talk about us, and that's what the focus is, and it's turned inward. And this is why I tried to warn conservatives for the entire time Bush was in power. I kept warning them, look, one of these days, the shoe's going to be on the other foot, and it doesn't matter whether it's a left boot or a right boot. What counts is whether there's a boot on the back of your neck. And a lot of them wouldn't listen. Well, now they're starting to wake up. And that's why with Oath Keepers, we're getting such a huge response from people who were asleep during Bush are now waking up and realizing, oh, crap. I mean, they can apply it to me, a real American? You know, that's what they think. Like, what about a real American? They can apply it to real Americans? And my answer is always, well, what is a real American? You know, so yes, they don't see any difference. These people have no, in their mind, they have no concept of a separation between you and a foreign enemy. They want to treat you like a foreign enemy. And so that's where we are. But as far as the question for Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't think we're going to be out of there anytime soon. I really don't.
Well, you think we're going to have an expansion? I mean, right now, you know, I broke the story about a month ago. Iran said that they were going to help us in the war on drugs in Afghanistan. Yeah, they're going to stop the opium fields there, laugh out loud. And then on the other hand, a couple days ago, they just bombed a few Iraqi villages. Do you think they're coming in as an ally now with this, you know, left-leaning administration? What do you think Iran's role is going to be in the next few years?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, it really is. I mean, the way I look at the whole Middle Eastern problem is that we should have just turned it all over to the Arab League in the first place. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, after invading Iraq, the best thing they could have done is turned it over to the Arab League and said, "Here, this is you guys are bitching about us being there, so here it is. It's yours now. You have the resources. You have the ability." You know, what is it, about 12, 13 countries in the Arab League? They could have handled it. So I think it's kind of like trying to ask me, what's the solution to the Israeli-Palestinian
situation?
Yeah, good luck. What's the solution? Get out of there and let them handle it themselves is my solution. But I would have turned it over to the Arab League because here's the problem with invading Iraq. I don't want to get too much into this. Like I said, we try to stay officially neutral. But the problem was they created a vacuum there. You know, you took out a secular dictator and you created a vacuum. They disbanded the army. They did everything stupid they possibly could have done to destabilize the place. And now you allow, with that vacuum, you've got former Iraqi military running around jobless. What are they going to do? And then you got an occupying military who they're going to resent. And then if you leave, now they're worried that, well, now Iran will come in. You know, you got the Sunnis and the Shiites and that perpetual struggle within Islam itself. And so, like I said, I would turn it over to the Arab League and walk away.
The website is stuart-rhodes.blogspot.com, and we're going to come back with them in the final segment and see what you can do. If you can't get to the Gathering of Eagle events in D.C. this summer, perhaps there's another way to contribute, and I'm sure there is. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex is actually going to pop in about 35 minutes. He's got a few stories to break with us. And before we go back to Stuart Rhodes, I want to tell you, you can go help him over at stuart-rhodes.blogspot.com. Hopefully he'll give us a couple other websites and ways to help. He's going to be at the Gathering of the Eagles in D.C. this summer. And I also want to get your take before you go on the Tennessee governor putting troops on the road over at the Kentucky Derby. You got the floor.
Okay. Actually, one thing I want to clarify is our actual blog for the Oath Keepers is oath-keepers.blogspot.com, oath-keepers. The one you gave a minute ago was my personal blog, which is kind of dormant right now.
Okay.
It's so focused on Oath Keepers. And the rally is on June 13th, and it's being put on with Gathering the Eagles, but the website for it is protroopevents.com. And, but like I said, just remember, folks, we're going there as outreach, and so don't get all twisted up because it's kind of a pro-Iraq war rally. But we're going there as outreach. As you said before, you have to reach out to people, even if you disagree with them on something. And we stay neutral. We've got guys who are dedicated patriots who are still there in Iraq or Afghanistan who are part of Oath Keepers, and they're emotionally tied up with it. And we've got guys who are old Vietnam veterans who are dead set against it, very outspoken. And so we just try to stay officially neutral. So, so what we about the Tennessee thing about
Yes,
searching people at the Kentucky Derby.
This is very American.
This is part of the conditioning that's been going on for years, as you and Alex have been pointing out for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's very disturbing, and the whole point of it is to break down and condition both the troops and us to the concept and idea that it's okay to have federal troops on our streets, helping old ladies across the street or whatever it is. It's part of conditioning, and I think it's very dangerous.
Well, what about the national level exercise 09 that FEMA is about to conduct this summer? I believe it's the last week of July into the first week of August. Have you seen this document yet?
No, I haven't, but I knew they were going to conduct a training. But tell me about this one.
Well, let me tell you something. This one is off the charts, preventing terrorist attack. It's going to involve all state, local, federal, tribal, and it's going to involve the UK, Australia, Mexico, and Canada. And then it's FEMA Region 6. And, this one, I think, is really, it's not only to acclimate the public, but it's also to get all these agencies used to working with each other and, accepting Big Brother, essentially, because they're going to be sharing all sorts of information. They're going to bring in private institutions. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw NATO forces involved with this drill, and it's going to be massive.
Right. Well, we knew they were going to be doing training this summer for potential disruption from an economic collapse, and the training was going to be focused on bringing in foreign troops. We've heard this through the grapevine from law enforcement officers, and so this is the public face of that. What's going on behind the scenes, though, is that this is not for terrorist attacks. It's for, the second level of excuse is for an economic collapse, and so that's what it's really all about. And, of course, that could even be a pretext, as you know. So this is just more of the same. There's no provision in our Constitution that allows martial law. There's no provision in our Constitution that allows them to bring in foreign troops and use them against us. If they do that, that's going to be an act of war. And, frankly, that's one of the dumbest things they could possibly do. I mean, to me, all the stuff they're doing is blowing up in their face. I don't know if it's some kind of diabolical long-term plan or if they're just really that autistic when it comes to how the American people are going to react. We're not going to put up with this. And the last thing you should ever think about doing is putting foreign troops in our soil,
Yeah, but they've done it before, and, Alex Jones exposed it.
I'm talking about really, full on. Yes, they've been training and things like that, but I'm talking about, blue helmets running around in your streets with armed personnel carriers and searching house to house.
Well, we'll see how big this drill goes, because it looks massive. I encourage you to go check out the National Level Exercise 09. It's Stuart Rhodes. It's Oath -keepers.com or .blogspot.com. Thank you very much. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Remember, Alex coming up in about 30 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know, eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I'm subbing in for Alex. Alex will be with us in about 30 minutes to break a big story. I can't say what it is, but there are stories up on Prison Planet and InfoWars that are breaking right now, such as this one. House bypasses governor's veto to claim Oklahoma's sovereignty. Although Governor Brad Henry vetoed similar legislation 10 days earlier. Remember, the sovereign citizen movement in this latest DHS document. You're a terrorist. Sorry. Approved a resolution claiming Oklahoma's sovereignty. Unlike House Joint Resolution 1003, House Concurrent Resolution 1028 does not need the governor's approval. The House passed the measure 73-22. It now goes to the Senate. We're going to get it done one way or the other, said the resolution's author, Representative Charles Key of Oklahoma City. And, you know, Key is actually pretty good. He did try to expose a lot of what was going on during the Oklahoma City bombing. So this is encouraging. I think our governor is out of step. House Democrats objected, saying the issue already had been taken up and had been vetoed. But House Speaker, Chris Steele and Republican Shawnee ruled the veto is not final action. Key said he expects HCR 1028 will pass in the Senate. HJR 1003 earlier passed the House 83-18 and won approval in the Senate 29-18. So again, I mean, there is hope out there. Everybody's like, oh, you guys never offer any solutions. Oh, you are keeping us in the box. Look, we're telling you, get out there. State sovereignty is, you know, one step in the right direction. Oath Keepers is a step in the right direction. Starting a chapter of We Are Change is a step in the right direction. We can have a great effect if we want to. If we want to not just sit back and be armchair quarterbacks and argue about minutia. I mean, we can make it big, folks. We could go big time if we don't want to bow down to Obama, the president of the world. If we want to say, you know what? How about we stop giving the banks money? And maybe it's not a good idea to essentially bail out the newspapers. Let them go down. Let them go down with the ship. They've been lying to us and manipulating us for years. It's time to say set sail. Goodbye. Au revoir, Boston Globe. I wouldn't mind the Washington Times going out after that disgusting article they did on this Lexicon document. Again, Dobbs is the only one who's really talking about it with any seriousness. And it's just fading away. How many more of these DHS documents have to come our way? And how much more outrageous do they have to get and broad do they have to get before we step up and saying, no, no more? I'm going to take your call starting in the next segment. We got Dice coming up in about an hour, but I want to take this time to thank another one of our great sponsors, AlexJonesRingtones.com. That's AlexJonesRingtones.com. You know, if you want your phone to mean something, if you want your iPhone just to be a little bit more than eye candy and a video game machine with a GPS on it, go to AlexJonesRingtones.com. You get some of Alex's best rants out there. They're going to be offering some of my little rants as well. And when that goes off in a bus or maybe at a family event, people are like, what's that? You know, they think just a show starts. Oh, that's my phone. That's Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Now, that was pretty interesting. Yeah, he, you know, gives all his movies away for free. You should really check it out. So it's a great way to get the word out there. You know, it might even be better than wearing a T-shirt. People hear your ringtones all the time. It's AlexJonesRingtones.com. Go check them out. They're a great sponsor of this show. They make it possible. It helps us out. And like I said, it promotes Alex Jones. It promotes what we do here. I mean, who else is giving you this news literally 7 hours a day, sometimes more. Oh, is it .net? Oh, I'm sorry. It's AlexJonesRingtones.net. You can also just go to Alex Jones Ringtones on Google, and that will come up as well. Just check them out. Is that the homepage at info? Are you hot right now, Paul? Can people hear you? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, you should go hot. I have Jaron and Paul go hot on my show. Makes it a little more interesting. Anyway, we're going to take your calls. All the latest news. Alex Jones coming up in about 25 minutes. Mark Dice at the 1 o'clock hour. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Go check out the latest. House bypasses governor's veto to claim Oklahoma's sovereignty over at InfoWars.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, speaking of gun rights, I had Larry Pratt on my program, The Info Warrior. It's 9 to midnight Central Time last night. And I forgot to bring this story up, and it's such a great story because it really illustrates how responsible gun owners save lives. We're going to play the video in a moment, but I'm going to read this right now. College student shoots, kills home invader. A group of college students said they are lucky to be alive, and they're thanking the quick thinking of one of their own, police said. A fellow student shot and killed one of two masked men who burst into an apartment. Channel 2 Action News reporter Tom Jones met with one of the students to talk about the incident. And this is Charles Bailey he's talking about. Apparently his intent was to rape and murder us all. Oh! Well, we can't defend ourselves. We shouldn't have a Second Amendment. We should just bow down to the government and just let them take care of us. And if they can't, just, you know, be raped and killed like the slaves that we are. That makes sense. Bailey said he thought it was the end of his life and the lives of 10 people inside his apartment for a birthday party after two masked men with guns burst through the patio door. They just came in and separated the men from the women and said, "Give me your wallets and cell phones," said George Williams of the College Park Police Department. Bailey said to the gunmen, started counting bullets. Can you imagine that nightmare if you're not armed? They're counting bullets as a guy has a gun to your head. Oh, my God. The other guy asked how many bullets he had, and he said he had enough. My God, again. That's when one of the students grabbed a gun out of his backpack and shot the invader who was watching the men. The gunman ran out of the apartment. The student then ran into the room where the second gunman, identified by police as 23-year-old Calvin Levant, was holding the women. Apparently, the guy was getting ready to rape his girlfriend, so he told the girls to get down and started shooting. The guy jumped out of the window, said Bailey. A neighbor heard the shots and heard someone running nearby. I mean, this is incredible. Really, these people all could have been killed. Very disgusting. We have the video yet, guys? Are we pulled up? All right, let's play the video. We got it?
They thought they were about to die when masked gunmen burst in, but it was one of the robbers who ended up dead. Police say a man at the party on Lakemont Drive in College Park surprised the home invaders when he pulled his own gun. Channel 2's Tom Jones live at Grady Hospital, where one student is recovering from gunshot wounds. Tom.
Yeah, John, that female student was caught in the middle of the gunfire, and she is lucky to be alive. Actually, all those students who were at that party are thankful that that one student took matters into his own hands.
If they hadn't been there, I don't know what would happen.
Charles Bailey is talking about the college student who risked his life to save the 10 people who were at his party when two masked gunmen burst into his apartment.
I think all of us are really cognizant of the fact that we could all been killed.
The gunmen ordered the men in one room and the women in another.
Apparently, his intent was to rape and then murder us all.
That's when one student urged another to take action. There was a gun in a backpack, and one student grabbed it and started shooting at the gunman watching over the men. That invader ran away. The student then kicked in the door where the second gunman, identified as Calvin Levant, held the girls.
Apparently, the guy's getting ready to rape his girlfriend. So he tells the girls to get down and start shooting. The guy jumps out the window.
Levant died from gunshot wounds to the face and arm. A female student was hit in the crossfire but survived. A neighbor told me she thought she heard one of the gunmen run by.
I just heard him say, "Somebody please help, somebody please help, call the police." And that was right after I heard the three gunshots.
Bailey, a college student himself, was shocked when I told him Levant lived just a building away.
Building 17.
What?
Building 17.
Oh, man.
And Bailey says the gunmen told him they had been watching him, and now he knows how. Police say they are close to finding that second gunman. The student here was hit several times but is expected to survive. We're live at Grady Hospital in downtown Atlanta. Tom Jones.
All right. I mean, it's just an incredible story and really a reiteration of why we need our Second Amendment, not just in incidents like that, but really to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. All right, I promised you I was going to take your calls before Jones came on. He's coming on in about 18 minutes with a special announcement. Let's go to Joshua in Florida. Joshua, you're on the line. Yes, sir. All right, let's just go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the line.
Yeah, yes, sir. How you doing today, Jason?
Good.
Yeah, first of all, I want to tell you I had your film, Fabled Enemies. You did a real good job on that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the other thing is, I'm an old guy, Jason, mm-hmm. and I am so pleased to see you folks, younger folks, getting involved in this. And I've been a longtime listener of Alex, and he got me motivated. He will probably recognize my voice, but I ran for town chairman years ago, 2005, on a property rights issues, got elected, and I've been reelected and reelected again, so three times.
So you're a great example of how, you know, you can make a difference. And I always encourage people. Everybody's like, oh, I have no power. Listen, locally, you can have a real impact.
Oh,
and that's why MIAC, that MIAC report, demonized Campaign for Liberty, because that's what that's about. Campaign for Liberty is about a government for and by the people again. Good people going into their city council spots. You know, if you're ambitious, maybe a congressional or a state senate spot, you know, local mayor. I mean, there's so much you can do if you want to get involved. Correct, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. And then I got elected to the county board, and I bring up all kinds of issues, resolutions. They passed a resolution against legal and illegal prescription drug abuse, against turning all of our waters over to the federal government under the Clean Water Act. I had one on depleted uranium. I got one on these gardens that's going to go through, you know, take away all of our rights to have gardens. And so
yeah, they don't want any kind of organic farming. They want to force us all to eat GMO food that they poison us with. They're very loving people.
Oh, yeah. You know, so anyway, I want to tell people out there that you can do this. And we've got a local talk call-in show that is on right before Alex, 9 to 11 every day. And there's three or four of us, and they do not screen the calls. So you can bring up Bilderberg, you can bring up everything. And, you know, the host, there's a liberal and a conservative on there. We're trying to break the paradigm, but we get tons of information out over this. And last Saturday, okay, at our town hall, I had advertised, and we put it on Rush Limbaugh locally here, and Hannity and Michael Savage, ads. We showed the Obama deception at the town hall, and people came from all over. Packed the town hall. We had to get chairs out of the basement. It was just a super deal.
And you know what? That reaches out to so many people. And, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, they think the Obama deception. We're reaching out to the right now, because the right is who is waking up. We woke a lot of people up on the left during the Bush administration. Unfortunately, a lot of them did drink the Obama Kool-Aid. Some are coming around. I mean, how can they not come around with all these DHS documents, the Give Act coming up, the National Civil Service Act? I mean, craziness is upon us, and hopefully we can just open up more and more people's minds to the information we present here at InfoWars and Prison Planet. I thank you for the call, Bill. There's a great example of how someone's taking action on multiple levels, you know, going into his local government, holding screenings of films that matter, that expose what's really going on, that show you the larger picture, that get beyond the right-left paradigm that so many people are mentally entrapped in. All right, let's jump to Craig in Pennsylvania. Craig, you're on the air.
What's up, Jason? It's actually Craig from Philadelphia, wearechange.org.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, man. I'm actually calling in to promote an all-new project that I'm putting together called the CitizensMediaNetwork.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I'm looking to do with it is go like a state-by-state, trusted admin reporting type of thing, where people can just upload their local corruption that they find out on a day-to-day basis.
Well, sir, it sounds like you're trying to start an alternative media organization, and, you know, that's not acceptable in the DHS, and it's defined as a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in the mass media products and outlets. Sounds like you might be a terrorist, man.
Yes, I am proud to call myself a terrorist. And I'm a gun owner as well, and a carry permit holder, so I'm proud to call myself a terrorist.
You are red level. You are ultra-burning red level, sir. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. Just wanted to say real quick, I don't know if you guys missed it during the swine outbreak, but there was a Zionist senator here in Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter, who changed parties kind of in that shroud.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually did cover the Arlen Specter changing parties and, you know, shifting from the Republicans to the Democrats and openly worshiping Obama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to continue on that and, you know, let a lot of people out there know. I do listen to your show all the time. The Republicans forfeited the veto power and filibuster, and that's going to give Obama to ram an opportunity to ram through a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, well, and, you know what? They're actually talking about maybe Hillary Clinton becoming the Supreme Court Justice. I don't know if that's the real deal, but they did make her Secretary of State instead of the Vice President. I mean, they chose another company man with Biden. But can you imagine if Hillary is on the Supreme Court? I mean, she's got maybe 20, 30 good years of tyranny in her.
Right. Absolutely. And one more thing before I go, just I started my own blog to help out. It's joestv.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. I kind of stole that from Freeman TV, but I just posted some articles to spread the word.
All right. Thanks, man. Way to be proactive. Let's jump to Lauren, Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Very well. I'm really glad you had Stuart on, and people need to understand what the truth is, or you're going to take the whooping that this country's been taking. Freedom is not given, and it's not taken. Freedom is exercised. A man can never really be both ignorant and truly free. So the bottom line is, you got God made men, and this is even for atheists.
Lauren, hold over. We'll have you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Broadcasting live from GCN, InfoWars, and of course PrisonPlanet.tv at the moment. We got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. We got a special guest coming up at 1 o'clock to talk about this Oklahoma sovereignty. I'll talk more about that in a bit. We're going to push Dice a little bit further back to talk about his new book, The Illuminati, Fact versus Fiction. Of course, we're carrying that, The Resistance. And he republished this other book, Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison, which we're also carrying at InfoWars.com. We're going to keep going to your calls. Let's go back to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, finish up that point.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, you're on there.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Here, I have just three bullet points real fast. First off, even if you're an atheist, you know that a man didn't make you, okay? God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes. If you want to know what's going on, you might check the 14th Amendment, and all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. See? There are some people that are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and you better look up the definition of person. It's not a man. Now, there's a guest that I want you to have. This guy's name is Jim Percy. He's on the Power Hour every Friday for 2 hours, and you can listen to the archives three. GCN is doing a wonderful service. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the back archives, and what you're going to get is you're going to get attorney general, you're going to get lawyers. The bottom line is, you are a man. You are not a corporation.
Well, it's a lot of common law stuff, and they're going after people.
No, it's not common law. It's not common law. What it is the truth about what it is we are, each one of us. We're human beings. Now, we can agree to be a person. We can be a ward of the state. That's what the 14th Amendment is doing. 13th Amendment, no slavery or involuntary servitude.
Well, this actually does sound a lot...
voluntary servitude.
This actually sounds a lot like what I discussed with Tupper Saucy before he passed. And, you know, as far as I know, that's common law. But maybe I'm wrong. I thank you for the call, Lauren. Let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason. Hey, since you're going to have Mark Dice on, I wanted to bring up something. If you would bring this up with him, you know, you can maybe make a couple of notes about this. But a couple of weeks ago when you had him on your show, he brought up about Aleister Crowley.
Yes.
And this book on sex magic that he wrote. I brought this up to you before, and I'd really like to see you and Alex look into this because of how this ties in with the New World Order and what I consider to be one of the most insidious aspects of the New World Order. I mentioned that I've got a book I actually got through Tex Mars by Judith A. Reisman called Kinsey, Crimes and Consequences. And I just wanted to read a brief excerpt from this book. There's three sections. It goes into Kinsey's background and then the crimes he committed and then the consequences of what he did. And it talks about his Roman holiday. It says, France disappointed Kinsey. He had expected the French would be much more sexually liberated. Across the channel, Pomeroy notes that Kinsey was in England hoping to acquire Aleister Crowley's diaries for the Institute, which is now the Kinsey Institute of Sexuality. Crowley, who was also known as the Beast, was accomplished in homosexual magic and an occultist, drug addict, and sadist. He conducted ritual satanic sacrifices of such heartless cruelty that the Italian government drove him out of Italy following the revelation of fatal bloody orgies with children and their mothers in his squalid Sicilian abbey. Crowley had just died in December of 1947. When Kinsey was reportedly unsuccessful in obtaining the diaries, he made a pilgrimage to Thelma Abbey, the temple where Crowley ministered. Crowley's first book, The Pornographic White Stains, advocated sexual magic and was much favored by Kinsey. Now, I bring that up because, as you know, the Patriot Act, John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, advocates the torture of children in front of their parents. And we know about with the Franklin cover-up and with, the thing that, you know, Cheney was, Halliburton and DynCorp about the sex slave rings that they kidnap these children and sell them into. So Kinsey is directly responsible for this because of the so-called research he did. And I find it no coincidence that this guy was heavily into Aleister Crowley to the point of wanting to use his rituals to justify the perversion that he promoted that is now responsible for where it is almost impossible to get a true conviction against the pedophile. It used to be in the United States in every state, and she brings this out in this book, that it was on the laws that crime was punishable by death.
Yeah, you know, they don't want to go after the real pedophiles ever, Stephen. I mean, the bottom line is, not only don't they want to go after the real pedophiles, they want to make children sex offenders when they're, you know, texting each other topless photos of each other as teenagers. God forbid teenagers act like teenagers. They're the ones they want on the sex offender list, not the hardcore criminals that are raping children. It's disgusting. I thank you for the call. We'll have Alex Jones in the next segment. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thank you.
right, folks, we are back, and we are joined via phone by the one, the only, Alex Jones. Alex, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. You know, I did 17 days straight on average doing four programs a day, and I wanted to continue doing it and staying on the air, but when I start getting a little bit irritable and also suddenly I can't remember all the documents or information like I normally can, I always take off of 2 or 3 days, and it just absolutely jump-starts me. So I'm going to be back Sunday. No, you're going to be filling in Sunday 4 to 6, but I'm going to be back Sunday in town. I'm outside Austin right now. And then Monday I'll be back rip-roaring, ready to go, and I appreciate you taking on quite a few hours. You got 4 hours, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. And then the Info Warrior out of the InfoWar studio, simulcast on Genesis, is there from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And I guess coming up today you push back Mark Dice because you've got Senator Brogdon coming on from Oklahoma, where they bypassed the governor to pass the state sovereignty act up in Oklahoma. But then what is Dykes coming on after that from like 1:15 to 2:15 or so?
Yeah, we're going to hold him over a little bit over and maybe even take some calls with him in that final hour.
Hey, while you're at it, let's just take care of business here on air before I get into this news. We finally yesterday, I mean, I've been told by the guy that ran the Alex Jones channel with over 30 million views and over a million views a week. And that was the whole point, is that it started building up, getting bigger and bigger, where it was online by the end of the year to have like, you know, 50, 60 million views. But we finally got the actual documents, the actual, you know, letter from YouTube. And it was the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It says that there at the top with a complaint, though the Gazette says they know nothing about it, kind of like Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing. And also it was our good old friend Michael Reagan who said, kill Mark Dice, he'll pay for the bullets, he will pay to have him murdered, he wants him dead. That's a quote. Call me, I've got money. And then he went on to say, shove hand grenades sexually into children. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. Well, they're very embarrassed by those clips when he went psychopathic on air, so they had Mark Dice's channel suspended, but then they were worried about lawsuits, so Michael Reagan called Mark Dice on his cell phone. So Mark Dice actually has Michael Reagan's number. Well, I guess a year after that whole scandal, when we called for getting Mark Dice's YouTube account, you know, re-upped and things, it's the same people. In fact, he was the straw that broke the camel's back, because it's two strikes, you know, you're out basically with YouTube. And folks, the reason I'm obsessing over this is, there are attacks everywhere on free speech happening right now. And you know, whenever we have an internet outage or a problem, 98% of the time, you know, we come on air and we say, no, this was our own servers going down, or our own problem, or a lightning strike, or, you know, things like that have happened. Or the power's out in Austin and our backup batteries went down. You know, there have been things that knock us off the air and knock us off the internet over the years. That's why we have a big, redundant system that's multifaceted to try to resist some of those attacks. But we got hit for 5-6 days straight with the biggest and most sophisticated denial-of-service attacks that one of our big IT centers and our two IT guys have ever seen. While we were getting death threats, while we were getting threatened, while all these different things were going on, and then our YouTube channel gets taken down on top of it. So I just want to point out to listeners that we are having an effect. This is the good news. You know, I took my family, you know, for a couple days camping out of town, camping slash staying in a lodge, and I walk up to the lodge place to get my keys to the cabin, and all three people that were in the little lodge were all fans, and they'd never heard of my show before until about 2 weeks ago. They started watching us on YouTube. And that's what I'm talking about here. Folks, we cannot just quit YouTube. That nice teenager from Minnesota who's been fighting for 9/11 truth to school?
Robert Wanick.
Yeah, Robert Wanick put out a nice video, you know, defending us, but saying that he's going to quit YouTube now. No, I've seen so many great directors and so many great activists leave YouTube because of their censorship. They are battling us there because it's the number three website in the world, because our information can go viral there. Just because we're drawing fire doesn't mean we retreat. It doesn't mean that we give up. because we're under attack and because we're being censored. It means we intensify all of our efforts on YouTube, on Google, but then doppelgang all the video and audio uploads to other sub-video channels that are also quite large. So, you know, that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. If we weren't hurting them, they wouldn't be doing this. And I can be in Costa Rica, and people walk up to me and say, I watch you every day on YouTube. I can be in Canada. They walk up and say, I watch you every day on YouTube and Google Video. I can be in the middle of the woods in Texas, and people walk up and say, we watch you on YouTube. I can be in D.C., New York, everywhere I go. And it's not like I'm walking past 100 people and 2 or 3 out of 100 come up. Burmish, you know you're with me, and it happens to you a lot, too. Rob Dew's getting recognized everywhere. When I send him to Boston or I send him to you know, different places to do interviews, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson are getting recognized, you know, in Kansas City, everywhere. I mean, people that are hardly on camera, people that have been working for us 2-3 months are already being, and again, that's a gauge of the information. If it was just some guy talking about how to fly fish or something, and people are saying, oh, I recognize you everywhere from your fly fishing videos, that would just be interesting. It would be a bit vain, but this isn't fly fishing. This is fishing for the minds of men, unlocking minds. This is when we get recognized, it is a gauge of the effect we're happening and of what's happening in this nation and this world. So the reason I'm going to be on via telephone for at least 30, 45 minutes with you tomorrow is I have a ton of news and information I want to go over. And a lot of points I want to make, but the reason I called in to the show today is because I just wanted to let the listeners and everybody out there know, because I've gone through this myself, that we get down sometimes and we get frustrated and we get so close to the problem and it's so obvious to us and the corruption is so ridiculous and the lies are so ridiculous that we have a tendency to, you know, feel fatalistic or like there's no hope. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more than just hope. There is just an amazing things that are happening right now, and if we'll just intensify our efforts to wake everybody up, and people are ready to wake up right now because everything we've talked about in the past is coming true. We've done the groundwork. Many others before us did the groundwork. Many people out there listening to the groundwork. World government's openly being announced and set up. So now is the time. Of course the enemy's blasting our walls and coming in and bringing the nation down. But we always knew this point was coming. And so now is the time to fight with maximum effort. Because we're being hit and attacked and the enemy is striking means that we are engaging them. When you're over the target, you get the flak. And when you're coming in, I guess, in Vietnam to drop the troops off in some forest, some jungle meadow, you know, some landing zone, and you're getting fired on, you know you're coming down where the enemy's at. You know you're coming down where the action is. And so, yeah, we can run off to little smaller sites and places and not be molested and left alone for now, but we need to go out and find the enemy, seek and destroy in the info war. We need to go where we're under fire. We need to go where we're under attack. We need to go where we're being resisted. And with that, I want to get into Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, literally a would-be Pinochet or Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong, but she's kind of the Hermann Göring or Heinrich Himmler, I guess, for Gordon Brown and the New World Order, the head of the G20. But before I get into that, Burmese, any comments on my last 7-minute rant?
Well, I can't agree more. I mean, just because we're, you know, being thwarted on YouTube by taking down our biggest channel doesn't mean that there isn't a ton of Alex Jones stuff out there. It doesn't mean we can't rebuild. Like you said, it's the number 3 website in the world, only behind Google. And remember, Google Video does integrate all the other websites and like Vimeo and MySpace Video in their search engines. But they've really taken beta to alpha, you know, taking down the amount of views, taking down the top 100, taking down the hottest videos. Now you have to click through just featured videos. They don't tell you any stats
exactly.
On them.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
All of my videos have been #1. Loose Change, Fabled Enemies that you were involved in, Fabled Enemies you produced and directed, all #1. Everything we do is #1. Okay, #1. And then when does it stop being #1? They just freeze our account. And then later we got internal memos. We've written articles about this. They'll just freeze the video for 2 weeks till it's dead, or they'll just knock you out. They cheat. And And so we pointed out, hey, why do you have a top 100? You're claiming this is what the people want. And people could say, well, that's their website, so it's not censorship. The issue is, just like Digg later had to admit to Wired magazine that they censored our articles, the people were voting us up to number one on the site that's in the top 30, and they were knocking us out. But folks, they do this. It's like whack-a-mole. We're not going away. Anybody ever been in a video game parlor and you played the game where the moles are popping up and you're whacking them with the mallet? Ladies and gentlemen, we've just got to have more moles popping up, more places. The fact we're being whacked on the head only excites me. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more they do it, you know, the more aggressive I'm going to be. Like you said, I'm doing 7 hours of radio today. I'm doing 7 hours of radio tomorrow. I'll be here this weekend working on my next project. I mean, we have to engage these guys full force if we want victory. And, you know, I had some encouraging callers. Bill in Wisconsin really took, this movement into his own hands. He ran for local government. He made changes locally. There is so much people can do. He just did a big screening of the Obama deception. People are handing that out
exactly in
droves.
That's the thing that frustrates me, is that I have engaged in the info war. I have caught people engaged in bribery and single-handedly with, that is, the locals here in Austin have single-handedly defeated gun bills. We've thrown out the Patriot Act in so many cities. I mean, we've done so much. There's hundreds of things we've done. Anytime we take the field, anytime we take action, anytime we stand up and fight back, we win. But people have this spell on them that they can't fight back. Well, listen, I want to get into some economic news in the next segment. That's when we're going to cover that. Heads up to the folks of the network. But right now, I want to play this video, this audio. This is a video press release put out by Her Lordship, Jackie Smith, over in England. This is the person that says, if they don't like your behavior, criticizing immigrants, he will be arrested. Remember, Robin Page arrested, a BBC presenter, for just saying rural communities deserve the same rights as, quote, Muslims and homosexuals. BBC arrested. I can give hundreds of other examples, but there's one right there. Total secret police has nothing to do with loving the liberals and loving black people and loving the gays. It's all a way to sell the left on going along with tyranny. And we all know about Michael Savage, you know, her saying he can't come to the country, and Europe's arresting people that are criticizing the EU. Ministers are being fired. This is really happening. This is tyranny. Folks, when they start trying to restrict your free speech and your First Amendment, and then we have this other bill separate from the hate speech bill. It's lying there on your desk. I forget
the
number.
Yeah, the Cyberbullying Prevention Act. It's right next to me. And, you know, it makes some really just ludicrous
outright. What's the bill number on that?
Yeah, I do. It's 1966.
Okay, so my point on that is this, and I'm going to leave and you can cover it, Bernice. The point is that openly says what they, it's the same thing in England and Europe. If someone says what you said hurt their feelings, then you're arrested. And that's what she says in these different press conferences that she's been giving. She says, if it hurts somebody's feelings or it could upset someone and cause a fist fight, it's illegal, it's a felony. And that's what the Cyberbullying Prevention Act says. It says a federal felony if you hurt someone's feelings. So you should read that later. But here's the bottom line. Here's a clip of her, because this integrates in with the attack on free speech, and I'll explain why if we play the clip. Here she is saying, hey, you already got to show your power bill or your grocery bill or whatever with your ID for government, you know, identification. We're already snooping and tracking everything you're doing. So go ahead and capitulate to a national ID card, which England has resisted for decades. That's one of the few things they fought there. We already have it here by stealth through the local driver's license and ID. I told people that under the executive order back in the 90s. It's now public. Oh, yes, it's called the Real ID Act, already standardized globally to a global standard under a 2000 treaty signed in Australia with the United Nations. And, of course, the U.S. and others are signatories. So we're already under a world ID. They're just standardizing it all. And she tries to say in this tape, this audio video, she tries to say it's no big deal. She says this is the same thing as you know, just having to show your power bill with your ID, and this will make it simpler. This will have less data about you. This will give you more privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, she says we want your digital fingerprints and face scan. She says, well, we've already taken digital photos of you. So she's now explaining now what the feds have said, what the big biometric conferences have said, what the Pentagon has announced, what the standardization under UN law states, is that to buy and sell, you will face scan and or thumbprint, and they're now saying, trying to standardize it, we have to do both for double authentication. Now, folks, right out of Revelations, but even if you're an atheist, come on, big government making you thumbprint and face scan to buy and sell. So the hand and the face, it's a digital number. Let he who hath reckoning, understanding, let he who have wisdom reckon the number of the beast. It's the number of a man. They explain with biometrics, it digitally calculates the features on the face, the separation of the fingerprints, and it creates a number of the man, your digital algorithm. But regardless, this is going to be used for total tyranny, and what they've stated at Homeland Security, what England and Europe has said, what China already does. If your national ID card is out of favor, if you haven't paid all your taxes, or you're out of favor, it's just turned off. And then your digital photo, your digital thumbprint, your card, you cannot buy or sell any type of underground economy, having garage sales, selling your car to your neighbor for cash, all illegal. It is all going to be felonies. They have announced all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And so they roll it out like, oh, it's no big deal. It's for your identity. It's for your protection, when it's the government that's gone to all these number systems and big banks and others that are always getting caught selling to other people your data that caused this. So listen to how this witch sells this. And notice the key here. Notice the key to all of this. Notice how she is separately saying, if you criticize the government, speak out against immigrants, do anything we don't like, if your behavior isn't what we want, birthplace the Magna Carta, we are going to have you arrested in England and barred from coming into England. This is the global system. No traveling, no buying food, no having a house, no having shelter. And then if you try to be homeless, worldwide, they're setting this up, they take you to FEMA camps, just like Governor Schwarzenegger's doing, where you're basically prisoners. So here is the audio of the same witch that's totally banning free speech in England and arresting people en masse for free speech.
Alex, we're going to have to go to that on the other side. We only got 30 seconds in this segment, but she also says at the end of that clip, and we'll play it on the other side, that 70,000 people are already going to be taking it by the end of the year, whether they like it or not. And she does advertise it like it's the best thing since breakfast. We'll be back after this.
This is like the no-fly list.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is the same woman that's banning 16 people from the country, and they're not naming who six of those people are.
By the way, she's just setting the precedent with that. She's setting the precedent with that.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and let's go to the man himself, Alex Jones.
Oh, please, Burmese, come on. The man himself. Okay, we got some economic news coming up in the next segment, and then we've got Senator Brogdon coming on, where they're bypassing the governor, who is a globalist, who's, I guess, trying to stop what they're doing in Oklahoma. I mean, that's the details I got on the road, but we'll find out the specifics from him coming up. Or perhaps the governor's going to help. I don't know. We'll find out the details. But also, clearly, giant NATO drills in Georgia, then claiming that the Russians were trying to stage coups with military groups, then no evidence. That's going on. Obama says trillions more for the banks, for the bankers, and all of that is going on. So that's coming up with Jason Burmese. But look, we'll play this clip. The point here is there's 1,100,000 Americans on the no-fly list. And it's always getting bigger. They're always adding new people. This is about training you that you don't travel unless they say so. And also being guilty without ever even being charged or tried. They just say, well, the database says you're a terrorist or you may be a terrorist. Now under the Patriot Act, they have giant criminal databases with more than 4 million people on them who have no criminal convictions. So this is the new system where citizens will have to have ID cards to have jobs worldwide, but then illegal aliens are always exempted from it, as they've done with the national ID card and the bailout money and the rest of it. So listen to this lady when she's talking about this as they force the British, because all this goes hand in glove, secret police spying on the parliament without warrants, the NSA spying on Congress without warrants. It's the illegitimate national security government in the U.S., in England, in Europe that works for the private banks that is literally circumventing the elected parliaments, the legislatures, the Congresses, as the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and others say. The governors are now under federal control in the U.S. Same thing with what's happening in England. This is an illegitimate coup. This is an illegitimate takeover so they can financially loot us and then carry out their eugenics on us. And we must fight the national ID cards, the Real ID Act, because it's going to be used where you can't travel, you can't buy and sell. That is their stated goal, and they're already implementing it. So, look, there's already thousands that can't go into England that we know of. They already sit there and check you when you go in. Canada already has my name on the list. Everybody gets stopped, whether it's David Icke or George Galloway. I mean, everybody I know basically isn't allowed into Canada, run by the same people. So this is already here. It's like Nazi Germany, how you couldn't get out without your papers. Then they grab you at the border. It's the same thing. And the U.S. wouldn't let people leave Germany and come to the U.S. That's a big, dirty secret. Neither would England. So, again, here is the witch. Here is the would-be tyrant.
The key words for me when it comes to the identity service are security and convenience. You know, let's be clear, we already wander quite often around the streets with large amounts of personal information, utility bills, passports, other information that we need to use at the moment to prove our identity. An identity card is a more secure and convenient way to do something that we're already having to do without actually sharing as much personal data as we now have to. But I think it's right as well. When we're thinking about the convenience of how you enroll your facial image, your fingerprints, both for ID cards and incidentally for biometric passports, that we make that as convenient as possible for the public. We're used in this country to having our digital photos taken for our passports in high street outlets. I believe that we can offer that opportunity to people to have their biometric fingerprints taken as well. And we can do that in a secure way, but in a way that's also convenient to people.
So it's not a white elephant, as Mr. Green is referred to.
Well, look, there are 70,000, by the end of this year, there'll be 70,000 ID cards already in people's hands. There's already 30,000. They're helping foreign nationals to prove their right to be here. They're helping employers to be more secure that people have got the right to work. We're already having to prove our identity. I think it's the role of government to help people to do that more securely and more conveniently. And at the same time, to help people to protect their identity so that I can be confident that somebody else isn't pretending to
be. All right, folks, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Burmis of the InfoWarrior.com, sitting in for Alex Jones as we speak. Alex is on the line. Alex.
Hello, my friend. You know, I was ranting there about this control grid that they're putting into place. And already, every major industry, doctors, CPAs, school teachers, more and more groups are making them thumbprint digitally into a criminal database to have jobs. This is what the new world control grid is going to be about, and that's what we were talking about. That's why self-sufficiency is so important. And ladies and gentlemen, they have already spent 14-plus trillion. I know I've been saying 12.8 trillion. It's now 14-plus trillion in the total commitments and banker bailout. And now Congress wants $92 billion more this week. Obama's coming out saying trillions more on top of that. But they already have a blank check in the banker bailout. So when he says he wants more money, he means a new law with even more power and control. They're handing Chrysler over to Fiat, Bilderberg Group owned. We cover that in the endgame. So with all of this going on, state sovereignty is more important than ever. Look how far we've come, where governors are talking about, declaring sovereignty, and then Perry tries to make it about secession when it's not about secession. It's about putting the feds back in their place, arresting the bankers, getting control of our nation. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up this segment before the state senator comes on with his breaking news because, ladies and gentlemen, I keep trying to explain to you, summer is normally, and every year we've seen until last year, way down. Precious metals are way down during the summer. Instead, it's racing up right now, just like last year, as the world dumps the dollar, as China dumps the dollar. You can just do a search on China buying up metals, and you'll see it. I believe in buying gold and silver. I bought a little bit more silver yesterday, these beautiful Lakota rounds. I believe in this, and Ted bought this stuff when gold was at 870, when silver was down over a dollar. It's now up way over that. Just absolutely amazing. Ted, explain to people, because this is such a great deal. You've got gold and silver at the price it was a couple weeks ago when both of them are way up right now. So folks are guaranteed to get the old price of a market that was down while the market's up. I mean, that's eating your, you know, that's having your cake and eating it too, Ted.
It sure is. I can tell you right now, silver hit a high today of $14.18. And currently right now, 14.03. When I locked in those Lakotas at first, we were at 18.50, and then silver dropped down to about $11.50, and I was able to bring down my price for Lakotas down to 17.71. And right now, silver's up over $14 again. That's higher than it was when I originally locked it in, which means the Lakotas are going to be closer to $19 a piece rather than $17.71. So if you want to get in on something that's really at a bottom basement level, plus also, I mean, it's just so great. I mean, it's a coin right now. They're flying in the face of the Federal Reserve. And Alex, you're hitting it right on the head. I mean, that that the Chinese want to get out of the dollar so bad, and they're just looking for liquidity. And that's why you're going to see inflation, and you're going to see a loss of purchasing power here at home. It's all about that TARP. And that is there's just way too much money coming into the system.
Absolutely. And Ted, let's explain to people. Back when silver was $2 lower, roughly, than it is right now, these Lakotas were selling for $25 on eBay. You've got them for $19 right now. You already sold out of what you had. More just came in on Monday. That's how I was able to get a couple rolls. That is the most gorgeous. It's got collector value, and Ted is selling it lower than you will find it anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I would move on those Lakotas. But more importantly, Ted, people need to get portable. They need to get control, not to be in this digital beast system with this digital money in the banks. Folks, you are insane if you don't at least hedge your bets and move some of your money out of stocks and bonds and cash into gold and silver. In fact, Ted, you even got some platinum and stuff. When we come back briefly, tell folks about some of the gold, some of the silver, some of the other metals you've got, and then we'll go to the senator from Oklahoma. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only. GCN Radio Network. Sitting in for me is Jason Burmes, but wild horses couldn't drag me away after 17 days of straight broadcasting. I'm calling it on the 18th day. I can't help it. I smell blood. We're going to bring down the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're going to go to Senator Brogdon in just a moment. But finishing up with Alex Jones and Ted Anderson right now. We want to know what the best deals on precious metals are. Because, again, we do want to hedge our bets. I mean, the dollar's done. The banks are just getting endless amounts of money. And just keep asking for these bailouts. It can't last forever. How are you going to protect yourself? Well, you can do so through Midas Resources. Alex, Ted?
Absolutely. I was just going to, first off, commend the senator for what he's doing in this hard fight going on in Oklahoma. Now, all over the country, we've gone from 3 or 4 months ago, people laughing at us about the state sovereignty movement, to now the establishment's very scared, trying to demonize it, claiming we want violent secession on CNN and places. All we're saying is 10th and 9th Amendment, reassert the Bill of Rights Constitution. The states made the federal government. We can change it or abolish it. But in closing here with Ted Anderson, folks, I only promote what I believe in. And I believe in gold and silver, and I've been pushing it for the last 5-6 years, back when gold was at $300 an ounce. $360 an ounce. You know, now it's been up as high as 1,000 plus. It's going back that way. Summer's normally the dead time, and we see it up above, you know, 1,000 right now. I mean, up above 900 on gold, up above 14 on silver. I mean, there is so much going on, so much happening. So I wanted to bring Ted up just briefly because he is one of the biggest silver and gold brokers in the country. He's also a patriot, you know, somebody, you know, behind Congressman Ron Paul with the flights you saw all over the country, you know, with the Ron Paul Air Force out there. I mean, he's just such a great patriot in the fight against the New World Order. So this is the company to get your gold and silver from. It's also the company to get the best deal because Ted's smart. He buys when it's low and then sells it at the low price when it's high. That's how he's destroying his competition. That's why you hear his ads for Midas Resources all over national radio, not just here on the network, because Ted has been so competitive that he's becoming one of the biggest players. But in closing, Ted, just tell folks about some of the gold you've got.
Yeah, sure. We right now have the Frank gold piece right now at 214, which is the same price. People know that because they heard me just talking about it last week. We have the British Sovereign at 267. Again, that's before gold went over $900 an ounce. You said $19 on the Lakotas, but we are carrying them at 1771, which is exactly the same price when silver was at 1150.
Hold on. Excuse me, Ted. Excuse me. On Monday, when you got more in, I bought them at 1760 whatever from you, and I said, can I buy a couple more rolls next week? And you said, no, by the end of the week, they'll be 19. That's why I misspoke. You're saying you're keeping it at that price?
I'm keeping it at that price for today and perhaps tomorrow, depending upon the quantity. I didn't want to sell out of everything. I want to give my customers a chance to buy these things. I can tell you right now, Alex, I've locked in. I think I've got about 6,000 coins left at that 1771 price, and then they're going to go up. I mean, you can look on YouTube right now, or YouTube, you Google or eBay right now, and you'll see them there 20 to 25, so the price is good. We also have some U.S. Eagles. We've got a list of different coins, U.S. Eagles, Maple Leafs. There are platinum and palladium coins.
You do have some Buffaloes.
Buffaloes, we do have a few of those, so if you're interested in those, you can call about them. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I've been accumulating quite a bit here while the prices are lower. So if you need to have quantity, just give us a call because we can do it right now.
Here's the key, and then we're going to get out of here and let the senator come on. And I appreciate Jason Burmis sitting in today, and we appreciate the senator, and we're praying for his work and everybody else's that are out there fighting for this republic in this serious hour. Bottom line, folks, Ted is giving you the price before gold and silver exploded. You cannot beat this. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Folks, I thought it was a great deal at 19 on these Lakotas. I didn't know he was keeping these gorgeous silver coins with a Native American warrior on the front and a buffalo on the back. I mean, these things are collector, and he's selling them below what junk silver is being sold for right now. I mean, you cannot beat that deal. 800-686-2237. And I guess the brokers will be there till midnight tonight. But you got to tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or you will be paying more for the gold and the silver. Make sure when you call, you tell the brokers that you heard Ted Anderson offer it here on this transmission. That's correct, right, Ted?
Yep, that's right. That's what I need to have you do.
800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order demonizes gold and silver for a reason, because they print up fiat money and they buy it up themselves. The globalists hoard this in their private vaults and government vaults. They sit on it like Smog the Dragon while telling you that you need some good paper fiat or some good derivatives, you know, some good Enron stock. We're telling you gold and silver is the way to go. Is it perfectly safe? No. But it's been the only real money for 6,000 plus years. It is the safest bet. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Well, folks, I'm supposed to be on vacation for 2 or 3 days so I can decompress up for 17 days straight, but I'm going to get out of here and let the senator get on. God bless you all. Thanks, Jason, and thanks to the crew and all the affiliates.
All right, thank you, Alex. And with that being said, we're going to go right to Senator Rodney Brogdon and get the latest on these two separate bills, HCR 1028 and HCR 1003, or I'm sorry, HJR 1003, which apparently has passed the House and Senate and was vetoed by the governor, but they just passed this latest one, 1028. What's the status right now?
Well, in fact, the governor Brad Henry here in Oklahoma vetoed HJR 1003, which was a Senate joint resolution that had the rule of law in the bill itself. And he rejected that. He, out of hand, he vetoed a 10th Amendment resolution. Now, let me try and put that in perspective. Here is the leader of our state, the governor of the state of Oklahoma, sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States as well as the Oklahoma Constitution, and he vetoed a 10th Amendment resolution. If there is any one group or any one person that should support the 10th Amendment, it should be the state legislature and certainly the highest officer of the land here in the state of Oklahoma, and that's the governor. Yet he chose to side with the insiders in Washington, D.C., allow the continuation of the overhanded and heavy-handed long arm of the federal government to sweep down again into the state of Oklahoma and allow D.C. politicians to continue to run the state of Oklahoma. So what we decided to do was to run a House concurrent resolution, which does not have the rule of law tied to it, but it shows the will expressed by the state legislature. And, you know, it's really a shame that we even have to do something like this. The 10th Amendment is the 10th Amendment. And I guess Governor Henry thinks that since he vetoed our resolution that he really doesn't even have to abide by the 10th Amendment anymore, but he's going to figure out that that's wrong, so we're going to help him realize that.
So what are the next steps? Now that this new bill has passed, 1028, this concurrent resolution, where does it go from here?
Yeah, 1028 passed the House yesterday, and it'll be heard on the Senate floor next Tuesday. I'm the Senate author again on this resolution, and we'll get it passed off of the Senate floor. It'll go directly from there to the President of the United States and to every member of Congress, expressing our will as the Oklahoma State Legislature. We're telling the federal government to stick to their business. They have very limited role to play. There's only 19 or 20 enumerated powers that are spelled out and clearly defined in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. We are telling Congress to cease and desist of all activity that falls outside of their enumerated powers, and they need to stick to their business, and the state of Oklahoma will stick to our business, and we need to keep those separate. I'm telling you, the heavy burden that the federal government is currently placing on the states with the stimulus money, with the TARP, the bailout money, creating generational debt, and state legislators around the country are standing in line with their hand out wanting all this free money and manna from heaven. But let me tell you, Jason, what's happening, we should be dealing with the difficult problems today, and we're not doing it. And I can tell you, we're going to be forced to deal with some very impossible situations in a very short period of time. Shame on the politicians that are refusing to deal with the problems today and pushing these problems off to our kids and our grandkids. Shame on them.
I couldn't agree more. Now, how can people in the state of Oklahoma and outside of the state of Oklahoma support you and help you with this?
I would invite people to go to my website. First of all, I'm running for governor. I announced several weeks ago, and we are in the process of obviously raising money and building a statewide volunteer network. Go to randybrogdon.com. Join the team. Contribute to the cause of freedom. You know, your listeners may wonder, well, why would I want to even think about giving money to a politician I don't even know in the state of Oklahoma? You know, how does that benefit the state of Alabama or Mississippi or Tennessee or California? Let me tell you how it benefits. I believe with all my heart, Jason, that one person can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that during my tenure over the last 7 years serving in the state legislature. I was instrumental in stopping the Real ID bill here in the state of Oklahoma. I was instrumental. These are all my legislation that we got passed to stop the NAFTA superhighway from coming up from into the state of Oklahoma. I got the transparency bill passed, where we created a website where every penny that is being spent in the state of Oklahoma is up on a Google search type website. Where everyone can go online and see where every dollar is being spent, something that's never happened before. One person can make a difference, and I know leadership makes a difference. You know, it's one thing to lead, and it's another thing to lead in the right direction. And I am calling on patriots around the country to support me today in my race for this governor. Because
absolutely, and we're going to have you over in the next 5 minutes and tell people where they can go to support you. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 7th, 2009. Gold opened up this morning at 92070. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 947.27, 473.64 for the half ounce, or 236.82 for a quarter ounce. That's 947.27, 473.64, or 236.82.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire or go to IonicZone.com.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And let me tell you why it's very important to get State Senator Randy Brogdon elected. Because a governor is one in 50. He then has a position on a national stage to bring about real talk about real issues that matter, issues that are important to anybody in the know about the Constitution and Bill of Rights, that are pro-sovereignty movement, especially for Oklahoma. So if you're outside of Oklahoma, you can help him get elected by helping fund his campaign and making more and more people aware of what's really going on around them. What's the website?
RandyBrogdon.com.
And so what are the plans in the next, you know, few months gearing up for this sovereignty movement and running for governor? I mean, you're obviously a very busy man, also a state senator.
Well, we're finishing our legislative session here in 2 weeks, and then I'll be on the campaign trail full-time for the next 50 months until the primaries in July of 2010. And my goal is to get all 77 counties in the state, meet as many people as I can possibly meet, raise money, just enough money to get my message out. And I can tell you one thing that I know about my message, it sells. It is wildly popular with the people. Oklahoma is a very populous state, and our government is set up that way. And, you know, this year I've got two other constitutional amendments that I got passed that'll be on the ballot box as a referendum. Let the people vote to decide two things. Number one, ballot access. You know, the state of Oklahoma, now I'm a Republican. I'm a constitutional conservative. I belong to the Republican Party, but Oklahoma was the only state in the country over the last two presidential cycles that only had two candidates on the ballot, and that was a Republican and a Democrat. And the reason for that is we have thrown up all kinds of roadblocks, made it very onerous to get your name on the ballot, and so I got a ballot reform initiative that the people get to vote on in the next coming election cycle, so I'm excited about that. I also got the 10th Amendment resolution passed. So we've got some, you know, we've got some good changes coming up. And I'm excited. I meant the initiative petition and ballot access. Oh, something else, Jason, that I think that people need to know about, that a lot of legislators around the country are waking up to, is I was a Senate author this year on rescinding the constitutional calls. Right now, there are currently 32 states around the country, over the years that have asked for a constitutional convention. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what happens. It only takes 34 states, and then we will be forced as a nation to have a brand new constitutional convention. Like,
and they can pass anything they want, almost carte blanche there, and really just
anything.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that is right. Nothing will be held back. The Bill of Rights will be open for discussion. There have been Supreme Court decisions that said you can't have a single subject constitutional convention once it's open. Everything is up for grabs, and I can tell you there's not a politician in this country that could hold a candle to the founding fathers and their divine inspiration. So I urge the other states around the country that are listening to this today to make sure your legislature repeals and recalls any constitutional calls for a convention that they've had over the last several decades, because there's plenty of them.
Well, Senator Brogdon, you know, my listeners and I stand with you, and hopefully we can get you elected to the governor. I thank you for your time.
Well, you bet. And go to my website, randybrogdon.com. I need your support. This is a grassroots move here in Oklahoma against the classic political machine, and I need your help and support.
All right. Thank you, sir. Folks,
bye-bye.
We're going to go to Mark Dice in a moment, but first I want to thank another one of our sponsors. It's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. This is a solar power generator that is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand, even in the event of no power whatsoever. A lot of these generators, of course, aren't solar run, so you need electricity. So something happens, it's really not there to run. And plus, you're going to lower your bills anyway. You're going to get off the grid. They have all sorts of packages. It's mysolarbackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. That's mysolarbackup.com. That's a real green solution, not this phony, you know, carbon dioxide green solution. You want to lower your power bill? You want to get off the grid? MySolarBackup.com. Mark Dice coming up after this. Folks, the new book is Illuminati Fact versus Fiction. And we're going to ask Mark, you know, what is fact? What is fiction? What's covered in this book? The author of the Resistance Manifesto. And he's even published, republished another book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. All available over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you only get...
This one's going out to my boy Paul Hartman, who brings you live Alex Jones and Jason Burmess every day. That's right, I got my own show. He really loves this stuff, actually. We got him a little cowboy hat, and he goes pony riding on the weekends. It's really impressive. We're turning him into quite the cowboy here in Texas. And I got a little show of my own. I'm 9 to midnight Central Time. I'll be live tonight after major oral surgery later in the day, because the news can't wait. Oh, that's right, I'm getting the 6 caps today, I think. They're just going to go right at me. We'll see what happens. We'll see how puffed up my mouth is, if I can jabber my jaw. But right now, we're joined by one of the most, you know, in my opinion, outspoken and intelligent members of the Patriot Movement / alternative media, because he's really a pioneer in that as well. His YouTube videos going viral all over the place. One of the few people that actually does what he says and calls into places like Hannity and Savage and Limbaugh, gets on the air, and turns those into viral videos as well. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
All right, so why don't you tell people about this new project? It's available over at Infowars.com. We discussed it on my show a couple of weeks ago. It's Illuminati Fact versus Fiction. And how big is this book? I think it's like 400 pages or so?
The book's just over 400 pages, and I decided to focus more on the Illuminati. The Resistance Manifesto kind of looks at all of the New World Order, their institutions, the secret societies, their philosophies, how it fits in with Bible prophecy. So the Illuminati Facts and Fiction is more of a secular viewpoint, looking more specifically at the Illuminati, evidence of the existence and continued existence of the Illuminati, their institutions, their activities, individuals that claim to be members. If anybody's been into this for more than just a few months, you know that there's very popular videos out there by William Schneblin claiming to be a former member of the Illuminati. You probably heard the audio of this man named John Todd claiming to be a former Illuminati member back in the 70s. You've heard the allegations of the Illuminati being interdimensional beings working with aliens underneath the in the underground tunnels, and so I decided to really take a look at all of the claims, all of the people, the evidence, the sources for it. What are the, what is the fact? What is a possible exaggeration? What is speculation? What is a lie? And the book also covers a lot of the fictional representations of the Illuminati in novels, television shows, books. The Da Vinci Code, the Angels and Demons, which we can get into later, which is being released as a film next Friday, May 15th, which is going to bring the Illuminati sort of from the underground fringe, if you will, into the mainstream consciousness, but in a very tainted and false way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's such a good point, because a lot of people out there, they'll call me, what do you think about this, Jason? What do you think about this? Or they'll promote a theory that they just read on, you know, the above top secret website at 3 a.m. and hadn't looked into anything, just, you know, went through this little message board, and you're covering this up, you're covering that up, or you're lying about this. This really is trying to get to the heart of the matter on what we need to focus on and how we can show people that this does really exist. And in fact, you just republished another book, Proofs of a Conspiracy, that goes through a lot of this hardcore evidence.
Yes. For those who don't know, Proofs of a Conspiracy was published back in 1798 in English by a man named John Robison. And it floats in and out of print. And so I republished it. And it's available on Infowars.com. And it has the original writings of Adam Weishaupt, of the other members of the original Illuminati. And so we look at a lot of modern researchers, very credible people today, Jim Mars, Tex Mars, and others that talk about the Illuminati. But I am under the belief that in order to fully understand something, you need to go back to the beginning. If you want to understand cars, you need to first find out how engines work on a very basic level, or computers. You need to see the history of it, how it evolved, how the fundamentals started, and then you can have a better working idea of what's happening today, how the complex systems are functioning. So I took the liberty of republishing John Robison's fantastic book, which is very, very interesting when you read the words of Adam Weishaupt, and the letters from Adam Weishaupt and other original Illuminati members were published back in the late 1700s after they were discovered, after their members were arrested. And if you read those writings, it's very interesting to see what their goals were back then. And then you look at these modern organizations, the Bohemian Club, Skull and Bones, the Bilderberg Group, and it's exactly to a T what the original group had planned. Taking over the media, secretly creating a backroom network to take over positions of power. You know, back in the 1700s, the only media really was print shops, and the mass printing was just getting started. There was obviously no radio or television, but they knew back then to take over the printing houses. And so I think John Robison's book is really one of the key and first books ever published on the Illuminati shortly after their discovery.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, it only helps us to actually know your enemy, you know, and let's see what they had to say for themselves and then interpret it from there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Tex and Jim Mars, but they're secondhand sources. So let's hear it straight out of the horse's mouth. Now, I got a call earlier from somebody who wanted to hear your opinion. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Aleister Crowley. I'm sure he has a place in this new book, the Illuminati Facts versus Fiction. I know he's mentioned in the Resistance Manifesto. But his relation to Kinsey, apparently there's a book out there called Kinsey Crimes and Consequences, where Kinsey was openly discussing trying to get Crowley's diaries.
Now, I'm not aware of that. Alfred Kinsey, of course, is one of the first and most popular what they call sexologists, and he did a lot of research on sexuality. But he was a very perverted man. He interviewed a lot of pedophiles. He would encourage his graduate students to have group sex. He himself was reported to be bisexual. He would secretly videotape orgies in his own house for research purposes, of course. So he claimed, and he is sort of the foundation for understanding modern sexuality, which is strange because he had such a perverted view of it. So it doesn't surprise me that he was interested in Aleister Crowley. Crowley himself, a very, very strange and perverted individual, very sexually immoral. And again, I don't mean to place a judgment on this man, but he had sexual diseases. He had sex with prostitutes. He was a drug addict. And so if you're going to look at Aleister Crowley as this New Age guru, I think that he is an utter failure in that stance, because the Enlightenment teachings is supposed to make you a better person, make you understand your place in this universe and as a human, and connect you with your other humans and with the source of your creator and these divine rules and what we're supposed to do. And Crowley was just an utter failure, and I can even read some of the quotes from Crowley himself. where he says to worship people with fire and blood. Here's a quote from the Book of the Law, which one of his books that he claims was dictated to him by a demon that had possessed him, his wife. And, you know, where you look at the teachings of Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha, and they're going to be treat your neighbor like yourself. Don't steal. Be a good person. And here's a teaching from Aleister Crowley, page 41 of the Book of the Law. Damn them who pity, kill and torture, spare them not. The blood, the best blood is the blood of the moon, and then the fresh blood of a child, and last that of the beast. Worship me with fire and blood and swords and spears. Just an utter evil person that taught completely contradictory philosophies to the code of morality that humanity should live by.
No, I couldn't agree more, and it just disgusts me whenever I, you know, turn on the BBC or the Discovery Channel, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, you know, Crowley's praises, and he's so misunderstood, and his study of Lucifer was really the study of technology, and he's a great man, and he was a real Renaissance man, and we should all follow him. It's more than perverse. Now, your new book is entitled The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. And the thing is that the Illuminati is about to take center stage in the mainstream consciousness with this new film, Angels and Demons, based on the prequel to The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. And we discussed that a little bit on my show. But why don't you go over it for the Alex Jones listeners?
Yeah, the movie breaks next week starring Tom Hanks. And it's not just an ordinary film about the Illuminati. It's based on Dan Brown's novel, The Angels and Demons, who is the author of the very popular Da Vinci Code, which has sold over 60 million copies as of several years ago. And as everybody probably knows, the Da Vinci Code gives this conspiracy theory that Jesus had a family and that the secret societies are hiding that family from the evil Catholic Church, who has their secret societies that are tracking down the family members and killing them. And it was a very, very controversial book. When the movie came out, it was just the talk of the dinner table around the world. Angels and Demons is the prequel to that. The book was published in 2000, just a few years before Angels and Demons. And it's about the Illuminati plotting to blow up Vatican City in Rome with an antimatter bomb as a retribution for them allegedly arresting their members back in the past. And it's a fascinating read. I don't really read fictional books, but I knew that this was going to be huge, and I had to get up to speed on it. So I did read the book, and what we can do is go through some of the blatant lies and disinformation that Brown mixes in. Because what's interesting about that book is that he mixes in facts and fiction. And in the beginning of the book, just like in the Da Vinci Code, he says that the Illuminati's real, that this book is based on facts, just the story is a fictional story about this man that is a Harvard teacher and a expert in the Illuminati and symbology, so religious symbols. And so the story leads you to believe that the Illuminati has been secretly continuing to exist and now is going to blow up Vatican City, and Tom Hanks needs to go and save the Vatican from this huge explosion, and the Vatican's having, they're voting in a new pope, and so it's the center stage of the world, and everybody's watching it, and it's this big ordeal of him trying to track down the antimatter from the Illuminati. But what's interesting is that Dan Brown, in the book, mixes in actual historical Illuminati references and quotes, and mentions that they were had infiltrated the Masons and became a society within the Masons. Mentions the popular internet websites for searching for the Illuminati in the book. One of his characters claims that he did a search on Google for the Illuminati and thousands of results came, and he noticed that people still believe that the Illuminati exists. He mixes in actual quotes from, I think, Winston Churchill, and talks about the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill, and does blend in some interesting real information with the story. What he gets wrong is that he makes the Illuminati out to seem like they're the good guys, except that they're now just going to be evil and blow up the Vatican. But the version that Dan Brown presents is that the Illuminati was a group of scientists not a political group, a group of scientists. And he even gets the date wrong because he places them way, way earlier. The original Illuminati founded in the 1700s, but Angels and Demons revolves around the famous artist, sculptor Bernini, Galileo. The Galileo was the man that popularized heliocentrism, which is the idea that the Earth revolves around the sun and not vice versa, as the church taught, the Catholic Church taught. So Dan Brown says that Copernicus, that Giovanni, Bernini, that Galileo, they were all in the Illuminati, and it was just a group of scientists, and then the Catholic Church was pursuing them and torturing them and killing scientists, including Copernicus. That's what Dan Brown says, which did not happen. Dan Brown utterly created that fiction. Copernicus died when he was 70 years old in the 1500s, which is quite an old age. So he gives this false representation that the poor scientists were persecuted by the Catholic Church, which were persecuting people and were very corrupt and very evil and non-Christian and continue to give Christians a bad name for the Inquisition and the activities that they were involved in. But it's fascinating to see a couple other instances that he mixes in that he claims are fact that are just clearly fraud. He mentions that the Illuminati had these ambigram brands and that they were branding people with this iron brand, sort of like you brand a cattle in retribution for the Vatican branding the cross on heretics, which I don't think actually happened. He mentions a couple other interesting facets that the Bilderberg Group financed the Illuminati. So he mentions the Bilderberg Group, the Freemasons, the dollar bill symbology, architecture symbols, and all this interesting, somewhat factual information. And then later, what I'll get into is some of the interesting ties that Dan Brown himself has to the Illuminati. Very, very fascinating connections that he himself has and even continues to have along with his publisher.
Yeah, and you know, when the masses see this, because really they don't read anymore unless Oprah tells them to, or it's a big smash hit like the Da Vinci Code, so the majority of people really haven't read Angels and Demons, they're going to be like, oh, you saw that movie whenever you talk about, you know, the New World Order or the Illuminati. Oh, you saw that movie. Yeah, they're not real. That's just a movie. And you're just like, well, actually, no, the Illuminati did exist and, they still do really exist in other incantations. And they've, you know, openly stated in their documents that they'll just go by another name. And really saying that the Bilderberg Group is funding the Illuminati, it's vice versa. It's the people at the top that use the Bilderberg Group, that use the CFR, that use the Bohemian Grove, that use Skull and Bones as a means to an end. And this is a do as thou wilt mentality. Why don't you talk about that, the do as thou wilt mentality of these people?
The do as thou wilt is the key term that Aleister Crowley taught, which basically means do whatever you want. Don't worry about the consequences. And so even in the Illuminati Facts and Fiction, I have a section dedicated to the Illuminati mindset. And I take a good look at their mindset and even consider, play devil's advocate, the possibility that they have the truth about existence and what are the implications for that. But the do what thou wilt mentality is a social Darwinistic view that basically means just do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. Take advantage of other people, which is obviously the philosophy of these individuals. They don't worry about any sort of divine repercussions. They don't care about anybody else's feelings, sanity, health. And they are leeches that are ruthless and care only about themselves.
We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. We're joined by Mark Dice, author of The Resistance Manifesto and now The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. They're both available over at Infowars.com, as well as the republished Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison. You want to hear about the Illuminati from their mouths, that's the book for you. And thank God for Mark Dice putting all this information out. You know, you may not agree with everything the man has to say, but I encourage you to at least go and check out his information, because I think a lot of it is spot on. And Mark, you were just about to discuss, you know, Dan Brown, his connections to the quote-unquote Illuminati.
Dan Brown is a graduate of Phillips Exeter Academy, which is a private boarding school on the East Coast for the children of the elite. Now, a boarding school is a place where rich families send their children to go and live and go to school. So this was a boarding school basically for high school students, so from 9th to 12th grade. He is a graduate of this school, along with some other very interesting people who I will name in just a second. But not only is this just a school for the elite, but back in 1930, a man named Edward Harkness, which was John D. Rockefeller's right-hand man, John D. Rockefeller, longtime Illuminati family, founder of Standard Oil, the patriarch of the Rockefeller family. Now, this man, Edward Harkness, back in 1930, donated almost $6 million to the Phillips Exeter Academy under the condition that they change their method of teaching to what he called the Aristotelian method of antiquity. Now, Aristotle was a student of Plato. Plato had this interesting concept of philosopher kings ruling over the people. Now, the philosopher kings were the super enlightened that knew better, and under his opinion should then decide what's best for the people and should rule over. So you have this individual that donated this money under the condition that it changed the method to this Aristotelian method. And so what they do at this Philip Exeter Academy is they basically get a real education. Well, most of us are stuck in the poor public school. So over there at this Illuminati school, whose symbol is actually a sun, rising sun, with a beehive, more Masonic symbology there. That's where they really send their children to get a good education and learn about how the world works. By the way, adjusted for inflation, that $5.8 million donation today, $74 million donated to them. Some other interesting graduates who we're all going to be familiar with from this academy: David Rockefeller Jr., Jay Rockefeller, a senator of West Virginia, who basically said that the internet needs to be shut down and wishes that we never created it. Peter Orszag, director of the U.S. Offices of Management and Budget in Barack Obama's cabinet. Gregory Craig, who's also on the White House Council. Some other interesting individuals: Mark Zuckerman, founder of Facebook. But you have these elite families that send their children there to get a real education and learn how the world actually works. And what's also interesting is that the publisher of Angels and Demons, the original publisher, was Random House, who is owned by a subsidiary called the Bertelsmann Media Group, who, according to the London Times and their own CEO, back in 2002, admitted that they were the biggest publisher of Nazi propaganda during World War II. So it's fascinating that his publisher was a Nazi propagandist, and now they're spitting out Illuminati propaganda.
All pretty much coincidence, I'm sure, Mark. We're going to come back on the other side with Mark Dice. We're going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Remember, you can see us live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're joined by Mark Dice. And, you know, just a heads up to people, I think that we're just about to ruin the end of the movie, because it's really important where this film goes, because, again, it's going to be in the minds of millions, because it's on the big screen, and people don't read anymore, they don't think for themselves, they watch the TV, and they go to the movies, and that's where they get their information from. And really at the base of why this movie is so dangerous and why Mark and I are focusing on this, you know, outside, even though the Illuminati facts versus fiction, or facts and fiction, does cover some of this stuff, is because a lot of people are going to be talking about the Illuminati and saying, well, that's just a movie. Mark, let's give away the ending. How does Dan Brown wrap up Angels and Demons?
It's fascinating. I do admire him for his evil cunningness, because they build up this tremendous story that the Illuminati's been functioning for all these years, that they've secretly been active, you know, through the Bilderberg Group and everything, building their New World Order. and now they're going to destroy the Vatican and unleash their true religion, which is science. And meanwhile, the character, Tom Hanks's character, Robert Langdon, at first he was, you know, he's an expert on the Illuminati, but he thought that they went into extinction, and he's like, this can't be true. And then he starts to realize that they really are still active, and that they've been active all this time. And so they build it up and build it up, and then it turns out that there actually is no such thing as the Illuminati. And they really did, according to the book and the film, go into extinction back in the 1780s after they were discovered, and that the entire plot to blow up Vatican City was perpetuated by one rogue Catholic official, the Camerlingo, who was like the assistant to the Pope, who decided to spring this plot to blow up the Vatican City, but then at the last minute, he himself saved Vatican City from the evil Illuminati to show that God was triumphant and that the Vatican and Christianity was triumphant over the evil Illuminati. And it looks like everybody was just afraid and had bought into the conspiracy theories, including Tom Hanks' character, Robert Langdon, who was an expert on the Illuminati. And it turns out that they really don't exist anymore, and it is only a conspiracy theory.
The website is markdice.com. The new book is The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. And we're going to go to your phone calls. Joshua in Florida, you're on the air.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Good.
I want to say, Mark Dice, man, I followed your work for a while. I've got your book. And we actually, you probably don't remember this, but we actually tag-teamed Alan Colmes the other day whenever he had Alex Jones on the show. You were talking about your book that you sent to Sean Hannity. That was classic. But I wanted to, if I could, real quickly, let everyone know, let the listeners know, we are doing an Oath Keepers Memorial Tea Party. It's going to be in Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to get as many people to come out, reaffirm their constitutional oath. You can find out the details at meetup.com/WeAreChangeFlorida. That's just one of the things we have going on. But I'm pretty anxious to get your new book. Mark, I really enjoyed the first one. I've used it to wake up a lot of people. So keep up the good work,
I think I've heard your phone calls into Colm's show, you and your friends. That's fantastic. Keep at it.
Yeah, all right, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Joshua. And that shows, Mark, that, you know, even as small as we all are individually, we can have a great effect if we have the will to take action against these tyrants. It's as easy as picking up the phone at times and challenging the position of a national figure.
You know, there's been times, I don't even post many of the calls that I make anymore. It's such a hassle. But for anybody that's new to this, you can listen to many, many of my phone calls on markdice.com or just search me on YouTube. Phone calls into these talk shows, these mainstream talk shows, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. And you're new to this, you start wondering, wait, is the Bilderberg Group so secret that they actually don't know about it? And so I wanted to test that. Maybe I'll finish that on the other side.
Yeah, obviously, you know, when you first come across this, you're like, well, someone's got to be talking about it. Somebody I know and trust. And then you find out, yeah, they talk about it, but they laugh at us when we bring it up. It's the Alex Jones Show with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception
completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back, and we're joined by Mark Dice. Now, I just got some breaking news. This one's off of Wired, and I want to get your take on this. I mean, we haven't really discussed some of the current issues, like this DHS document going after the alternative media, the Patriot movement, people who are anti-technology, anti-illegal immigration, really anybody. Lone terrorist cells, leaderless organizations. It's so broad and so disgusting that it just disheartens me to see this out of Wired. Bloggers TV go nuts over misleading Patriot Act arrest claim. See, we're misleading people when we tell them, hey, they arrested this 16-year-old kid for a bomb threat, and they're not letting anybody go talk to him, and they're holding him indefinitely with no bail. He's 16 years old. Let me just read this, because of course, they demonize Alex Jones. God forbid, Alex Jones reports on what the media is reporting. We're the bad guys, by the way. It's the false TV news reports heard around the world. Of course, we're liars. Raleigh, North Carolina's WRAL-5 reported last week that a 16-year-old bomb hoax suspect was hauled out of his mother's home by federal agents and is now being held without any legal rights on the authority of the 2001 USA Patriot Act, which suspends the Constitution. This tale of injustice has since shown up on the Drudge Report, Dig, Reddit, and thousands of blogs in and shoot from the hip mailing list. The boy's name is rising on the Google Trends list. Radio show host Alex Jones interviewed the boy's mother on Tuesday, and pundits on the left and right are seizing on the story to rail against the government's unfettered power to make an innocent citizen disappear at will. Some outraged reports are claiming that the teenager hasn't even been charged with a crime. The arrest of the teenager is real enough. FBI agents investigating a February 15th bomb hoax that evacuated the mechanical engineering building at Purdue University traced the phone call to the juvenile's Oxford, North Carolina home. His mother served a search warrant and arrested the teen. See, they don't say they came in the middle of the night and jackbooted him. Oh, they served a warrant and arrested the teen. He's 16 years old. Now remember, the Supreme Court is now going to rule on whether they can put minors away for life. That's right, minors away for life. And then they'll just lower and lower what that standard is, you know, from serious crimes, from murder to rape, to, oh, you're speaking out against the government? Terrorist. Life in prison. You could be an 8-year-old kid if they pass that. It's disgusting. They issued a press release about it, omitting the suspect's name. That was on March 5th, and he's been held without bail in Indiana ever since. Well, not only without bail since March 5th, apparently no one's even been able to talk to the kid. The claim is that the boy is the victim of the USA Patriot Act, though it appears that that's cut from whole cloth. While there's plenty to criticize about the post-9/11 law, see, they act like, oh, we're on your side. It doesn't contain any provision that abrogates the defendant's right to a trial. It's also not responsible for making an illegal phone call in a bomb threat that's been a federal crime since 1939. So charge him with the crime and then let him talk to a lawyer. That's how it should work in this country. Let him talk to his parents, but that's not what's happening. The boy's mother, Annette Lunderby, has even acknowledged, see, they act like she's acknowledged that it's not the Patriot Act, in interviews that her son has been formally charged, has a court-appointed attorney, and has already made appearances in front of a judge. No military tribunals here. On Alex Jones, Lunderby seemed to more or less admit that the U.S. Patriot Act connection was something she dreamed up on her own. Yeah, she dreamed it up. Here's the quotes they use. And they say they're charging him under the USA Patriot Act, so, well, they're not saying that, but that's exactly what they're doing. And then Jones says, well, it's in the newspaper. All of their actions point towards that, but they don't deny it either. You know, basically, it just says, we're nuts. We shouldn't report on it. They're not using the Patriot Act, even though, again, they came in the middle of the night. They went and got this 16-year-old boy. And, you know, whether or not he did it, maybe he did do it. He should be charged with a crime, and he should do time like a juvenile. He shouldn't be charged as an adult, I can assure you that. And who knows if he'll ever get his day in court. Mark, what's your take on this article?
Well, it's interesting that Wired magazine would do that, unless they're doing an investigation about or a story about the IP spoofing, which is apparently looks like what happened in this case, is that somebody had spoofed this guy's IP. And through the internet, you can actually make phone calls to people and caller ID spoof and make it look like it was someone else, which is, I don't know if that's even illegal anymore, but I'm sure that there's still services out there that do that. So maybe if they were doing a story about that, but it is very strange that this is from Wired magazine, who several weeks ago did a very bizarre article about the Georgia Guidestones, and then said that I had inspired the vandalism against the stones, and took a couple quotes from me out of context and put it in the article. I don't know what is happening over there at Wired magazine, but I do feel bad for this poor kid.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's jump to a few more phone calls. Let's go to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, Jason. Hello, Mark. And thank you to Stuart Rhodes for starting Oath Keepers. I was able to take the Oath Keepers pledge at Lexington Green this past April 19th, and it was a great event. I was glad to hear you having him on to promote the future events. I encourage people to get involved in that. I also sit on my local LEPC, Local Emergency Planning Committee, and with the so-called swine, now it's the H1N1, whatever they're calling the man-made virus that we had to deal with. I'm in Massachusetts, and initially I thought it was just the Senate that had passed the bill and that it was in front of the rest of the legislature for debate. But I found out per the meeting that I was at, when they kind of stood down, but they were in the stages of really ramping up, that the bill was on the governor's desk, just waiting for his signature, for basically martial law powers that our local Department of Health department head would be able to declare martial law, and it's all for health. You know, if there's somebody in there that is refusing treatment and hasn't shown up to school, they may have to kick the doors in to go save us all, you know. Well, we know what these laws and these powers that are being passed are really set up for, and I'm sure that that will remain on his desk for future use when they're ready to move forward. I can confirm that they openly talk about martial law in these local meetings. You know, the second side of that, though, is people shouldn't be afraid of this stuff. They should get mad and get active because the budget cuts we're all dealing with this economy. The local forces are a real paper tiger to begin with. If they ever came to round up guns and things, they'd be asking an awful lot. These folks are overstretched dealing with their legitimate duties and tasks. And also, the most local law enforcement will come over to our side. You go to an Oath Keepers meeting, and people are waking up in our law enforcement and the military. They know what's going on, and they're really on our side. They have to keep their job, keep their pension, keep their families going. Like all of us, we're running along as if everything's normal while the wheels are still in the wagon. But we know the bolts have been removed, and it's not going to go on like that forever. So take action. Get active. And you know, we can swing this thing around. Be positive. Be, you know, not afraid. Be outspoken. The large numbers, we're in the majority. Don't let them fool you into thinking you're out there by yourself. Do simple things. If you're not the type to stand up at a meeting and speak, 7 million people applied for background checks, meaning they were applying to buy new guns since Obama took office. I don't know where everyone else is. Why isn't there 20 million new applications? You know, they hear that as a vote in Washington, D.C., and people can just grow a garden and show that they're being independent, show that you're awake. And if you can't talk at a public meeting, you can talk to your friends and families. Get the Obama reception. Get it out there. I did that for Easter get-togethers. You know, I'm a converted former liberal Democrat. Big government's not being used to help each other and help our fellow citizens.
No, it's not used to be empowering. It's used to enslave. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I love the fact that you're showing this at Easter dinner, because I always tell people, hey, the family's around. This is the perfect time to throw in a DVD that matters to try to wake up the ones that you care about the most. I thank you for the call, Kevin. And really, Mark, this guy is speaking to what we can do as individuals. And you've had a huge success on YouTube and your actions. What's in the future for Mark Dice?
Well, I just want to continue down the path, you know, and I also want to encourage other people to do what I do, because I showed everybody how easy it was to call into these talk shows. And like I was talking about before the other break, when I first started doing this, and if you're first new to this kind of material, you start wondering, you might look up to Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, and you start thinking, man, maybe the Illuminati and the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, are so secret that these guys just don't know about it. So that was a possibility. And I have now completely debunked that just by calling into them and addressing these issues, even in a moderate way, and showing that not only do they know about it, but they won't talk about it. They ridicule me. And even your more supposed independent hosts like Michael Savage, you can find a clip on YouTube of me calling him, asking him about the Bilderberg Group, and he doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't think it's important. And when I really got into calling into these shows years ago, I would be on hold to call in, and I would hear somebody else before me hammer Sean Hannity or Michael Savage about a similar issue. And by doing that, you're speaking to millions of people who can then just go and Google the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, and that's what we need to do. We need to expose these people. I have some publicity campaigns that I'm trying to get out to, again, get into the mainstream press. People may know that I've had some fairly good success. What's called culture jamming is using the mainstream media against itself to get out our message. And so I have some ideas that I've been trying to do to continue down that path. And I just want to commend everybody for speaking out. And I mean, I remember years ago when talking about 9/11 being an inside job was dangerous and scary. And so it's people like the listeners and people like Jason and Alex that have made a climate so that it's easier and safe for us to talk about it, and we just need to continue down that path.
Exactly. You know, we have to take actions into our own hands. Don't wait for somebody else to burn a DVD and hand it out. Don't wait for somebody else to have a screening. Don't wait for somebody else to run for state senate. Don't wait for somebody else to become the city council member. You do it. You join Campaign for Liberty. You say, I don't like this document. You call DHS. The power's in your hands. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Mark Dice. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, folks, it's the final segment with Mark Dice of course, MarkDice.com. The new book is The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. We're carrying it here at InfoWars.com. Before I go back to him, I want to thank another one of our great sponsors, Pepperspray.com. You can call them at 1-800-908-9988. That's Pepperspray.com. You know, if you live in a place like New York, like I do, and you can't get a carry and conceal permit, you can't carry a handgun, well, the next best thing is having something like Pepperspray.com at your side. They have all sorts of different products to make you safer. You know, we just went over that story earlier today that this college student, thank God he had a gun, this guy runs in, two other gunmen run in, they separate the men from the women, and the guys are talking about how many bullets they have. The guy's like, oh, I've got enough bullets. Luckily, this guy pulls out a gun, kills one of the attackers, the other two get away, but police are looking for him, and saves everybody's life. Well, if you don't have a gun and you're in a similar situation, you want to be armed with something, and Pepperspray.com provides that. It's Pepperspray.com, 1-800-908-9988. All right, back to Mark Dice. Mark, did you see that story, by the way, of this college student basically saving the lives of all of his friends at a birthday party?
I just heard about it on the show, and I think it's fantastic. And, you know, even Jesus was a pro-Second Amendment. He says in the Bible to sell some of your clothes and buy a sword. And so I think that that's awesome. I'm just wondering if they're going to bring any charges against him if he didn't. I didn't catch if he had a concealed permit. But
yeah, I'm not sure if that gun was even licensed. But the bottom line is we have a Second Amendment for a reason. It's not only for incidents like that, but it's against a tyrannical government. And that's why they're really trying to demonize gun owners in these latest DHS documents.
Look, I've heard statistics. I think it's for every one crime that's committed with a gun prevents six or eight crimes. And you know, the gun advocates will point out very sad instances of children finding guns, and that's not because of the gun. That's because of the irresponsible parents. And if we're going to put things into perspective, like the big panic of the swine flu, if you really look at it, every single day, over 1,000 people a day die from cigarettes. So, and we were having a global panic just about a couple people coming down sick with this flu, which kills almost 40,000 people a year. When cigarettes kill over 1,000 people every day, and so I think that I would urge everybody to go out and get a gun. If you can get a concealed carry permit, that's fantastic. Just learn the rules, learn how to handle a gun. Go and take a gun safety course so that you become familiar with the laws and with how to handle one properly.
You know, you brought up Michael Savage and his unwillingness to talk about the Bilderberg Group. What's your take on the fact that he's been banned from the UK along with nine other public names, Fred Phelps being one of them, and then, you know, actual Aryan white supremacist people. But then they also have six names that they're not listing. What is your take on this?
I think it's pretty sad because I don't think Michael Savage has advocated any sort of violence. I guess I have heard him make a couple references that we should turn the Middle East into a parking lot and nuke it, which is completely the wrong attitude, and very irresponsible for him to say. But I don't think that he is necessarily urging violence, and it's very bizarre to have him added to this list of really terrorists and dangerous radicals. I think that maybe whoever it was that put him on that list just had a personal vendetta against him, possibly for maybe their sexual orientation or some other instance that Michael Savage has mentioned that really struck a personal chord with them. But I think it's dangerous. When I first heard about it, I thought his show was banned. I thought, oh, they're just saying he's not going to be played on the airwaves. But then when I read the article, it said that he personally is not allowed to go there.
I don't know what's worse, though, because at first I thought that same thing. So they can still listen to him, but he can't go to the country. I almost think it's worse if they ban the radio show. But
well,
banning him personally.
Are they going to ban you because of a post that you put on your MySpace page or on your website?
Well, according to the Cyberbullying Act, if that gets through, this isn't even the Cybersecurity Act. Have you seen the Cyberbullying Act yet?
I've heard bits of it, and it's very scary.
Oh, my God. Well, let me just read you a section in the final moments here with Mark Dice. MarkDice.com is the website. Electronic communications provide anonymity to the perpetrator and the potential for widespread public distribution, potentially making them severely dangerous and cruel to youth. You know, what about this Twitter where people actually believed that the swine flu had mutated into a zombie-like virus? That speaks to the ignorance of people, not to us being cruel to the youth. But they will use anything they can to try to restrict the internet because that is where the alternative media and the patriot community, the pro-constitution and Bill of Rights people are having the greatest effect, Mark.
Look, when I first heard Alex report, the MIAC report, I actually thought that he was taken in by a hoax. I thought, there's no way that this could be true. I thought somebody printed the document, and sure enough, I should have given Alex and you guys more credit. You check the sources. It's legitimate. They're really ramping up the propaganda against us, and we just need to keep it up in turn, getting out the word.
That's right. We need to return the force even greater than what they're pushing against us. Mark Dice, author of The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. We'll be back. It's the Alex
Jones
Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. I do my own little program here at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. That's going to be 9 to midnight Central Time tonight and tomorrow. We do it 5 nights a week. That's right. We bring you 7 hours of radio, 5 hours of video at least every week live. We cover the hardcore issues, and we, of course, let you have your say unfiltered, uncensored, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to blast through calls and information. Let's go to Jacob in Maryland. Jacob, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, I want to talk about two things. One, you talked about earlier how the masses will basically say, oh, you just watched this in movie, so, like, it's fake. That's happened before. Remember when The Watchmen came out? People were just saying that all that symbolism was just from the... that he wasn't a Mason or anything like that. They were just
Just go check out Alan Moore's bio. He openly talks about how he's a magician, and his definition of magician is somebody who uses pictures and symbols and words to augment others' perception and reality. It's something similar to that. And, I mean, just look at his body of work. Look, I like a lot of the stuff that Alan Moore has done. I think overall it has a positive message. But even, you know, my last guest, Mark Dice, really called him out on some of the things that were in V for Vendetta. And some of those things I disagreed with in whole as well, such as, you know, the only way to win was a violent revolution at the end, and he had to blow up a government building. I think that kind of sets us up. And to say that there's no Masonic symbolism in The Watchmen is absolutely ludicrous.
Right. And also, I think I figured out the establishment scheme. Did you notice how a lot of people were becoming liberal or progressive over the election? What they did, I think, was they wanted to keep the status quo. So that's why they had Obama come in. The Bilderbergs chose Obama because of that. And also, You know, there's a book that I think you should read. It's called The Party System. It's written for, it's a World War II novel. It exposes how the British party system was fake, and it applies here because they're not really liberal or conservative. It's just two sides of the same coin. They keep
absolutely. This is a false left-right paradigm at the top, and really not even at the top. It's so transparent. The puppet masters are the people that are paying the lobbyists, the people that own the corporations, the people that are going to the Bilderberg Group, the people that are going to the Bohemian Grove Club, and really, congressmen are, the majority of them, and I mean the vast majority, are nothing but really actors on the world stage, as Obama puts it. I thank you for the call, Jacob. Let's jump to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, yes, hey, sir. Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do we drop him?
Oh, go ahead. No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to get on there with Dice, but maybe you can have a outlook on this. I've just recently watched both of Alex's films about, because Dice knows so much about Bohemian Grove, and I just watched mm-hmm. both of those films he has on Bohemian Grove.
Sure, Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both available at InfoWars or free on Google Video.
Right. I guess this would probably best be addressed to Alex, but I wish he was there. But anyway, I was just wondering what anybody's take on, wonder why so many journalists had tried to infiltrate there before Alex and couldn't, but then it was so easy for him.
It wasn't really easy for him. First of all, what he did is he hooked up with the TRIO network, okay? Do you know about the TRIO network at all? They're basically out of Europe, right?
No.
Okay, TRIO network's out of Europe. They were doing a film based on a book that John Ronson was writing. Do you know who John Ronson is?
Yeah, vaguely.
You know, independent BBC journalist. So Ronson gets a little bit of funding, and he goes around. He goes to Bilderberg with Jim Tucker, for instance. He goes to the UK. He interviews David Icke. And then for Alex, they got a contact out in California who had basically a land map, and they show that in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And, sir, I don't know if you've ever been around the woods, but it's actually pretty easy to sneak in through a side shot in the woods. Alex is pretty conservative looking. He got in there with Mike Hansen, who is also, you know, another Anglo-Saxon conservative looking gentleman. They had a hip camera, and a lot of these guys have cameras around anyway. You know, they do take little pictures for their own club, and they only stayed for that evening. I think right after the cremation of Care, they left. So really, he was only in there for something like, I think it was under 8 hours. You know, they got a hotel room outside.
Right.
They were funded by, you know, TRIO Network. And they were able to go in, get that footage out, and put it out there. I mean, there's nothing nefarious about it. No one let Alex Jones in. And then on top of that, I would say this, you know, we got footage from inside the Grove about 3 or 4 years ago from a contact we got through Mark Dice. He was just a waiter inside the Grove, and he was actually, I don't know if you've seen that, I think they do show some of that in in Order of Death, where he goes inside the owl and there's kind of like that little sound stage, and it's where they pump all the audio through, and they also have the effigy there. So it's been really multiple sources. I mean, we probably couldn't do it on our own, and the question is, after, you know, the 2000 infiltration, is it as easy? I don't know. You know, whenever go ahead.
I meant before he did that. I mean, it says in the film all these people had tried it, but they had been unsuccessful.
Yeah, but they're kind of public about it. And, you know, a lot of, all right, for instance, the, which annal do we have? We have the 1998 annal, I think it is. It goes through 10 years. And one of the pictures that really hasn't been published in it, and I'm going to do a whole thing on Bohemian Grove this summer when it comes up. You know, we got this Bohemian Grove skeet shoot hat sent to us, and it's really going to revolve around that. But one of them is a cartoonist for a major newspaper, and he's up there cartooning himself basically in the robe as he's cartooning for the paper. So in other words, he's cartooning for the paper. He draws himself cartooning for the paper. And then in the big thought bubble, he's actually with the occultists. He's in a robe. He has a candle. So a lot of mainstream media is invited there. They're just not allowed to report on it.
Right. Well, I mean, why would you just out of hand dismiss it that they somehow might have wanted that to get out or something, and then maybe he was allowed to do that or something.
You know, I doubt it, because have you seen the 1980s broadcast where the mainstream media really does report on it? I'm talking ABC. Yeah, 1981, 1980, there's a ton of a ton of newscasts about the Bohemian Grove. They're going to be in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire. So it's not like Alex really treaded any new ground. I mean, the news clips I have, they show Moloch. They show that the logo is an owl. They show St. John of Maplenuck with his hands in front of his mouth. They admit that they act like they're all plays, and they even show some of the pictures of these guys in drag, okay? And this is Tom Brokaw and, you know, another head journalist. So they've done it before. You know, they've been there. It's been on the cover of many a magazine, but they kind of fell by the backside in the late 80s, early 90s. And Alex Jones just revamped the story. He was the first one to get in and really tape the entire ritual, not just show scanned pictures or, you know, things that came out of the grove, get original footage. And, you know, I just feel like the mainstream media doesn't want that story. That's why you haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, such a place so guarded by, he said in the movie, Secret Service, guards, and Sonoma County Sheriff's Department, how would the parking lot not be, how could you just,
he didn't go in the parking lot. Like I said, he didn't go in the parking lot, man. No, he didn't go in through the parking lot. If you watch the footage, he goes in through the side woods, and he gets the map of the entire campgrounds from the local. Watch the Bohemian Grove clip. I've actually seen the map because the map is inside our Bohemian Grove annal. Like I said, when I do the Bohemian Grove episode here, and we're going to do that again in July. I think we're going to do it in the second week of July, the first day that it kicks off, as long as it's not on a weekend. But they have the map. He saw where to go in through the wood line. He came in through the wood line. They show that part in the video. I mean, I've seen some of the raw tapes just going through it and whatnot. Went through the wood line, and then they just got on and acted like they were with the hillbillies, which is the bush camp. You know, there's a ton of these little side camps, and you would be surprised what you can do when you put your mind to it. I'm telling you, nothing nefarious there. I thank you for the call, Dave. I know there's all these kooky conspiracy theories. Oh, Alex Jones was let in to expose, or Alex Jones is actually a member of the Bohemian Grove Club. Alex Jones works with the Vatican to get in, and he's covering up for them. Look, it's all Johnny nonsense. I know the man. I know the work here. I don't think that they wanted the cremation of care ceremony to get out there at all, at all. At all. I don't think it benefits them whatsoever. And I just can't get behind these, you know, crazy theories that people come up with. All right, let's go to Roger in Minneapolis. Roger, you're on the line.
Yes, thank you. Mark, I have both your books. They're just absolutely excellent. I just finished your new one, and I want to compliment you on your just real thorough research. You don't leave anything to speculation. And you don't print anything unless it's well documented. So with that, I say keep up your good work. Jason, I just wanted to say you do a great job when you pinch it for Alex. One of my main concerns with Alex is, and I'm trying to say this in a positive way, is sometimes when he has real good guests on, he interrupts a lot. And once the person gets going, I'm so interested in hearing the information that Alex cuts the guy off. I know he means well, but I guess I would just like to get him a method when he has a guest on. Let the guest do a little more talking.
I can pass that along, Roger, but we do double book a lot of these guys, and so we do get them on the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis as well, and I tend to give them a little bit more room. I mean, Alex Jones is the T-Rex of talk radio, and he gets so worked up, sometimes he's in it to win it, and maybe he cuts people off a little too much. I don't know. I tend to like his style, but if you want a more laid-back style, you want to hear more of what they have to say, and a more Kohler-based show. I do one from 9 to midnight. Go check it out. I thank you for the call, Roger. Let's go to Russ in Idaho. Russ, you're on the line.
Thank you, Jason. Comment here really for Mark, but it still works. I want to get to the root of the tree as well. Reading from a book printed by Tex Mars, Synagogue of Satan, page 32, the year 1770, Mayor Amschel Rothschild draws up plans for the creation of the Illuminati and entrusts Ashkenazi Jew Adam Weishaupt, a crypto Jew.
All right, we're done with you, sir. Thanks a lot for being anti-Semitic on the show. We'll move on to the next caller. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, I came across this website called the Pentagon.com, that's C-O-N.
Yeah, no, I know all about the Pentagon and Craig and Aldo, and we took them out to D.C. with us for a week. We stayed in the, I believe it was the Sheraton, right outside of the Pentagon, and that's where supposedly some of these videos have been suppressed. We asked the manager of the Sheraton to give them there. I don't necessarily buy into their flyover theories. I've watched their material. I've had them on my radio shows. I just don't see the evidence there. I know the conflicting witness accounts, but there's all sorts of conflicting eyewitness accounts, you know, from the interview we did with Lloyd the cab driver to the Shinky brothers to the two... what were they? I think they're two police officers that they interviewed themselves. And, you know, I'm all about people doing their own research and putting out films like that when I just don't happen to buy into it. I need more evidence. I need to see some of these videos be declassified. I think that is a bold statement to say that the Pentagon definitely had a flyover and something else hit it. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think, though, but just looking at the cab, it's like the lawn in the Pentagon. It's not burnt, but, like, his cab, like, the hood is, it's just the windshield that's broken, and the back seat, you know, is, the passenger seat is bent, and, like, there's only a small puncture in, like, the, just the way back seat. Just,
you know what book was in there? Do you know what book was in his cab at the time?
Yeah, a David Icke book.
Children of the Matrix. So, look, my thing is, you know, he wasn't so coherent on the interview. He admitted that he did not actually see the plane hit the Pentagon. I really don't think that they... I know they named Lloyd as an accomplice early on. Later, they retracted that statement. I don't know what's going on there. I know his wife was a member of the FBI or whatever. But when you're living in Virginia, especially around the Pentagon and the D.C. area, a lot of people are employed by the government. Sometimes the conspiracy isn't as big as people make it out to be. And again, I stick to what I can prove. I encourage people to go out and be like Craig and Aldo and do those types of things, make their own documentaries, do their own research. But I've looked at the research. I can't get behind it. I need something more solid. I thank you for the call, Kyle. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just want to say God bless Alex Jones and you and Mark Dice and people like you who expose the New World Order for what it is. And I just want to say that I'm not smoking the Baraki tobacco, and I'm not accepting media lies and whatnot, whatever they choose to report. You know, we live in an information age. Where are people getting their information from?
Well, they want you to get it from the mainline media, or you're a terrorist. If you engage in the alternative media, well, you have a radically different viewpoint than what's being presented by corporate America, and you're probably a danger to this country, sir.
Well, yeah, TV is definitely brainwashing, so I just want people to wake up and realize that you guys are actually fighting for us, you know?
Well, thank you so much, Scott, and I encourage you to be your own info warrior and help out in any way you can. It's all about the will to take these bastard tyrants on and expose who they really are. Show their organizations, show their mindset, you know, what they really, I mean, that's why Mark Dice is so important. That's why books like The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction is important. That's why The Resistance Manifesto is important, because a lot of the information there comes straight from the horse's mouth. They tell you what they're going to do to the population. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Cheryl in Winnipeg. Cheryl, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
My comments are for a previous caller a few callers ago about somehow debunking Mr. Jones when he went into Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, you know, and he acted like he wasn't trying to debunk that he got in there, but then he's like, how did he do it? How did he do it? I mean, come on. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know what? The first time I ever saw anything about Bohemian Grove was the English documentary on it where they followed him.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the Trio Network documentary with John Ronson.
I always felt it was really sad that wasn't part of that wasn't included into Alex Jones documentaries because
yeah, but you know John Ronson
really
kind of treats it. But yeah, but the thing is that John Ronson kind of he even owns up to the New World Order exists and all this stuff, right? He says, "Oh yeah, it exists." But, you know, it's not that bad, and yeah, the Bilderbergers want to do this, and he kind of makes a living kind of goofing on us. His follow-up to that book is called The Men Who Stare at Goats. Have you heard about that one?
No, I haven't.
Well, he not only did that, but there is another series based on the one that Alex Jones was in, Adventures with Extremists, and I forget what the actual series was called. That was the book. But there's one based on... The Men Who Stare at Goats, and it's a three-parter. It's The Secret Rulers of the World. And he always, he actually shows you a lot of the facts, but then he takes a goofy spin on it, and we're a little too worried, and we're a little too nuts, and yeah, it exists, but it's good for us. So Ronson actually, I think, has optioned that book to be made into a major motion picture. So it looks like he's even trying to get into the Hollywood game on top of it. I thank you for the call, Cheryl. Go check that stuff out. We're going to come back with the final segment, give you an overview of what we covered, and if you missed any of it, remember, we do the 24-hour stream over at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
It's like Hawaii 5-0 in here, huh? It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Remember, I do my own show, 9 to midnight. We'll be updating all the news that we cover here from the latest in the WHO swine flu pandemic fear-mongering. They're letting the quarantines go in China and Hong Kong, but they're saying, hey, we still might have to go to level 6. Meanwhile, they order inflatable mortuaries and 24-hour cremation centers out in London. That's out of the Telegraph. We covered that in the first hour. We also covered these drills being run by NATO along the Russian border. Georgia trying to say that they staged a mutiny. Looks to be false. Remember, they also said that Russia snuck attacked South Ossetia last year when in fact Georgia did that and Russia just defended themselves. I want to thank the final sponsor that makes this program possible. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. It's 877-327-0365. You want that victory garden? You want to have a blow against the New World Order? You want non-GMO food that you actually grow for your family and friends? Well, this is the way to do it. You can go to it's SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. 877-327-0365. You know it's healthy when you do it. And it's non-GMO. All right, let's go to the last few callers. Let's go to Lee in Canada. Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, you're on the air.
Good, Jason. I have a suggestion for all these guys who got banned from YouTube, the Alex Jones channel, username, and Enough Respect.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell them, I know they're listening, that if you guys can make an extra backup drive, like get an external hard drive, like a 1 TB hard drive, and mm-hmm. just keep on storing information, and once, if they ever ban you guys again,
you just re-upload everything else. The problem with that is it takes forever, and you know what? Even a Terra drive, the average show, for instance, on PrisonPlanet.tv, a two-hour Alex Jones show in WMV format, what's that come out to, Paul? It's usually about 250 to 360 megabytes, right? Okay, so that will, let's just do the math here. That's only 300 shows. It's less than a year's worth of shows on one drive. And that show, that thing's been up 18 months, and that's just his show. That's Alex Jones' show. Now, I do a three-hour show on top of that. So, really, that cuts the space in half to about 150 days. Then none of our special reports can get there. It's a great idea. I hope somebody can do it. We just don't have the time in this office. We back everything up in WMV format and Flash format here. Good luck trying to find it, right, Paul? I mean, everything's all over the place. I mean, we go through Terra drives like bread and butter here. I think we're down to our last three Terra drives. You just can't understand how intensive it is for me to be working on a film, for Rob Jacobson to be working on a separate film, for Rob Dew to be working on the best of DVD, you know, for Jason Douglas to be working on special effects. It's very memory intensive, and it's very heavy on, you know, the staff here. I thank you for the call. Let's go to our last caller, Derek in Texas. You have the last word today.
Hey, Jason, yes, I'm going to run through a little math drill. First of all, Mark Dye inspired me to put my neocon talk radio show call-ins onto YouTube. I never would have thought to do it, but just look at what Mark Dice did to me. Now, my little account has almost 200,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there are 500,000 people listening, and just 1% of us do what Mark Dice has done, what I've done, that's 5,000 times 173,000. That's almost a billion. A billion. That's waking up people, Jason. You've done it. I've done it. Mark Dice has done it. We all need to do it.
God bless you, Derek. I agree, man. That's the way to do it. Step up to the plate. Be your own hero, folks. That's the way to do it. Go after the tyrants where you know how, whether it be the Second Amendment rights, whether it be your First Amendment rights, or whether it be a radio show or movie. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.